WKHM FM, WKHM FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
We are back here at Mountie Nation for Northwest versus Marshall, week four. Make it week five playoff. Jeez, I'm way out of whack to start this broadcast. Week five football action. And interesting way to start the game just now before we came back in the break. An onside kick by Northwest to kick things away. And I didn't think the ball went far enough. Northwest saying they recovered it, but evidently they did not. And Marshall, with the first possession of the game, they're actually starting on the Northwest 49-yard line, the right hash mark, going from left to right on your radio dial, as we got a quick handoff off to the right-hand side for Akin Olapade for the first carry of the game at second down.
Looks like that was number 11, Dantes Eubanks, senior for this Mountie team that was in on the stop for that one, able to get through the line of scrimmage and wrap him up, but still getting some positive yardage on that one. Boy, on that offensive line for Marshall, my eye just goes right to that big monster man they have there of number 75, Harlan Begg. He's huge.
Second down and six. Quick handoff to the near side, breaking through a couple tackles, brought down for a gain of maybe 2 yards. It's going to be third and six. That was Carson Moga on the carry.
Peyton Huey was the first one through to make contact on that one. And that's the second time we've seen that Northwest able to get through that line, make contact, but they're not slowing down this ground game so far. They're still able to get positive yards even when contact's happening behind the line of scrimmage.
Northwest, of course, defensively, starting on their own side of the field after trying to trick Marshall on that opening onside kick. Third and four from Northwest's 43-yard line. The official blowing the whistle just before the play. Looks like they're going to get a substitution for Marshall as Landon Patton sprinting to the near side as he gets into position, lines up as a wide receiver, three to the left, one to the right. Matthew Wideau, the junior quarterback in the gun, lines back for the pass after the snap, pocket collapses, throw downfield is well short of the intended target. Landon Patton in his fourth down.
Yeah, he had all sorts of time in that pocket, pretty well protected, but when he let that ball fly, it just hit the ground about, what, the 25-yard line without anybody in its path, which is unfortunate because Zach Hudson was wide open right around the 30-yard line, kind of our side of the 30. Just totally missed that wide open connection. But they're going to go for it.
Yep, they're going to go for it, being on Northwest's side of the field. Fourth down and four from Northwest's 43. Quick fire pass on the right. That one's hauled in and in for the first down. Carson Moga at around the 37.
And he has enough for the first down. After contact, he was brought back behind the sticks, but they give you the forward progress. And it looks like it was number nine, Dom Grant, senior for this Mountie team that was in on the stop.
So first and 10 now for Marshall from Northwest's 37-yard line. Again, they started on Northwest 49 after recovering the onside kick on the initial kickoff. We're about 2 minutes and counting into this first quarter. No score yet. Marshall, a quick handoff on first down, off to the right, able to break through, few tackles, and now in for a big gain down at around the 17. Just could not be stopped. Akin Olapade, a big first down run.
And eventually brought down by number 24, Jack Edwards, for this Mountie team. But they brought a linebacker blitz, so they brought an extra guy there again. Again, able to make contact behind the line of scrimmage. That running back just ran through so many tacklers, stiff-armed a couple to get that good positive yardage.
Matthew Wideau all alone in the gun. Two receivers right, three to left, man in motion. He's going to fake the handoff, go up the middle himself, and he's going to be brought down after a short 3-yard gain around the 15-yard line.
Number 58, Aiden Williams, among those on the stop for this Mountie team. But again, you know, it's like they're not eating the elephant all in one sitting. They're just getting little chunks here, little chunks there. They're just getting just a little bit each time, but it's enough to move the sticks.
Second down and eight. from the Northwest 15-yard line, right hash mark, 8:45 and counting in the first quarter. Wideo back for the throw off the left side. That's deflected away, nearly intercepted by a Mountie. That was Jeffrey Miller, the senior, and it's third and long.
Parker Ryan had his hands on it. A few other Mounties had their hands on it, too. And also, they brought pressure. I feel like he threw that ball a little bit sooner than what he wanted to, because you had another linebacker blitz coming right through the A-gap and getting his hands up and getting in his face.
Third and eight from Northwest's 15-yard line for Marshall. Three receivers left, two to the right. Takes the snap wide out. He's going to bring it on the ground, scrambling out of the pocket. He's going to charge forward, trying to get the first down himself. And he got pulled down by a Mountie, it looks like, around the first down. That's going to be close. I think he made it, however.
Jermai Anderson, as the second or third time they've brought him through on that linebacker blitz, nobody's covered him. And he made contact with the quarterback, but he was able to shake loose and then get around on the edge to get the positive yards, gets the first down. So now you've got them knocking on the door with a first and goal.
Some of these Marshall players proving tough to bring down, tough to tackle early on. They do give him the first down, one of two on third down. It's first and goal from the Northwest six. Marshall, quick flip forward pass, sweeping to the near side, stumbles and is going to be brought down after about a yard gain. Akin Olapade on that passing play.
Number three, Avery Ann Spaugh getting in there, laying the hit, getting the stop, essentially saving a touchdown at that point as we're sitting here now at second and goal. I mean, that running back's tough to bring down, isn't he?
Yeah, that senior, Olapade.
He's strong. He's got a stiff arm. He runs through you, runs around you.
7:40 and counting in this first quarter. Marshall knocking on the door. Second and goal from the four. Low snap, quick handoff. Olapade again charging. Oh, it's a quarterback keeper. And all alone, Wado. Touchdown, Marshall, just throwing off the whole Mountie team. They thought it was handed off to Olapade. And Wado, able to just keep it himself, sweeping to the near sideline and punch it in.
Everybody and their brother bit on that fake over the B gap, and he was able to. I mean, everybody just crashed down on it, and the quarterback just ran over here, which kind of looked like a bootleg kind of run at first, and then just ran it in. Nobody touched him. Nobody accounted for him. It's like they brought their staples button, because that was too easy.
And Marshall going for two. We're going to need one of those as a prop here, now that you brought it up, as we got a handoff and stumbling down Carson Moga. He tried to cut across and turn the corner, but lost his footing, and that's an unsuccessful 2 points.
You got to put down on your stat sheet, tackled by turf on that one.
Yeah.
That's all it was. That's all it was. Not a Mountie in sight, and he fell down.
7:30 to go in the first quarter. Marshall leads Northwest 6-0. Back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Is a leaky faucet driving you crazy? Or maybe that running toilet just won't stop running? At Grimes Plumbing, we handle all your plumbing problems. From clogged drains, leaky faucets, to hot water heater repair and replacement. Don't let plumbing issues ruin your day. Our expert team is just a call away at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Football Frenzy is back on Jackson's hit music,
K105.3. Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning touchdown for the Marshall Redhawks quarterback, Matthew Wado. Make it a 4 yard run off to the near sideline on the ground to punch it in, and then the team unsuccessful on the 2 points. Marshall now kicking this off. They're trying an onside kick of their own, and it's going to bounce to the near sideline. It did not get the forward bounce that Marshall wanted, and it goes out of bounds, obviously, with the penalty marker there. Kick out of bounds. And Northwest now getting a chance at the midfield.
I'm just wondering if the kicking game is just not strong for both of these teams, for both of them to start with onsides and for Marshall to line up for the, which you see a lot of 2-point conversions at the high school level, but to not even try it, to not even kick off, I feel like we're not going to see much of a kicking game tonight. By the way, Columbia Central on top of Addison 7-0 with like 11 and a half in the first.
Already, they did not waste any time, and that's actually where we're going to be next week. as Columbia Central takes on Vandercook Lake in week six.
Lumen Christi is on top right now, 2-7-0.
So Northwest, after the onside kick and penalty, they will start on the Marshall 43-yard line, going from right to left on your radio dial in this first quarter of play. Under center, takes the snap, quick handoff to the right. It's going to be met by a lot of white jerseys already. Man. That was Roe Dedeau on the carry, and it's second down.
And you know what? The number I'm going to call is just because it's the one that stands out the most right now is that big number 75, Harlan Begg. Well, obviously, there and on the stop. Yeah, you're going to see that dude a lot on offense and on defense tonight, probably in on a lot of tackles.
They're going to give him no yardage. Second down and 10 from the Marshall 43-yard line, right hash mark. Gabe Christner, the senior quarterback under center, three backs behind him, gets the handoff once again to Dedeau. He sweeps to the near side, gets a big gain, 35-30, 25-20, 15, brought out of bounds. What a run.
That was a great run. He came in right up the middle, really, and then bounced it out and just outran everybody until he was eventually pushed out of bounds by number one, Bryson Brewer. Able to catch him down at about the, or are we at about the 10, about the 15?
About the 14.
Push him out of bounds. Good run for the Mountie Nation here.
Freshman, Roe Dedeau, making a statement there, 29 yards. In Northwest, trying to get on the board, trailing 6-0. 6:21 and counting in this first quarter. First and 10 from the 14. Quick handoff to Dito, and it's going to be just like that first carry of the drive. Going to be maybe a yard there, second down.
Wait, that dude's a freshman? That's all right, so that is smart heads-up football. He didn't get much on that, but he knew if he was going to go out the way he wanted to, he was going to get less, probably negative. So he saw that that was shut down. He just dove forward to get whatever positive yardage he could get. Not, you know, the amount of yards that you want, but a smart run.
Second and 9. They gave him a yard from the 13-yard line. Another handoff there to Dedeau. He's able to cut forward, cuts back to the same side, and he's down at around the 10, and it's third down for the Mounties.
So there was about three white jerseys that came up off that pile. Number 21, Easton Dale, last one up, first one there, makes the stop. But, you know, that young freshman, he gets in that pile. He's not running through people. He's just running around people in order to get the positive yards. He's fun to watch.
Yeah, Roe Dedeau for the Northwest Mounties. It's third and 6. Going to hand off to the near side. Sweeping. Going to be met by several white jerseys. Don't think he got any yardage on that one. And it's fourth down. That was Jeffrey Miller on the ground.
We're saying again, well, this time it was number 22, Kai Saunders, in on the stop for the Red Hawks there. So now you're looking at what, fourth and 6?
Yeah.
Obviously, you're going to go for it. There's no kicking game, I don't think, in either of these teams.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense at this point, unless you got that bona fide field goal kicker. They did have a guy warming up on the near sideline, but, yeah, they're not bringing him out.
Yeah, he's still warming up.
Fourth down attempt for the Mounties. Christner under center. Fourth and 6. Fakes the handoff, looking in the air. Floats it to the far side. That one's caught, but a big hit. And it's a turnover on downs. Wow.
Turnover on downs, and it was number 1. Bryson Brewer. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Laid a lick on him. I mean, we felt that up here. Now that, Connor O'Dockery, was a hit.
That was a hit.
That was the biggest hit that we've seen so far this year.
I would have to agree. Boy, that he totally, like, he did a 360. That was, he flipped, and my, oh, my. So Marshall stands tall defensively in the red zone. Northwest comes up empty. Marshall stays in front 6-0. We got 4:13 to go in the first quarter. We got a handoff to the right. It's Oapade again, and he's going to get a good chunk, about 6 to 7 yards on first down.
And on the stop there, Avery Anspaugh once again for the Mounties. But, you know, what we're seeing with this running back for Marshall is first contact, second contact, sometimes third contact's not going to work. You're going to have to group tackle that young man to bring him down because he's running through you.
They're going to give him 9 yards on the play, 33 yards on 3 carries, got another handoff up the middle, and looks like he should have gotten that first down, only got about a yard or two, and they do give it to him. First and 10 for Marshall.
You know, sometimes these Mountie numbers are washing out, but it was a big hit right there in the middle. I thought they had stopped him, but he just stretched out enough in order to get that first down.
Marshall in their white uniforms, black helmets, red numbers. Meanwhile, Northwest in their all-black uniforms, black helmets, red numbers trimmed in white as Oapade gets another handoff up the middle. The whole team required to try to bring that guy down for about 4 yards, and it's second down.
And they still didn't bring him down. They stopped his forward progress, and that's when the whistle was blown. And just as the whistle was blown, he had popped out and started running downfield. Entire Mountie Nation out on the field could not bring him down on that one.
Just a strong dude, senior for Marshall. And it's second and 4 from Marshall's own 24-yard line, 2:35 and counting in the first quarter, with Marshall up 6-0 over Northwest, getting a score on their first drive. Of course, Northwest opening the game with an onside kick on the kickoff, unsuccessful, trying to throw him off. Penalty marker thrown before the snap on the far sideline, looking like either an offsides or a false start.
It looks like they're going to call false start on this one. That was a signal he was giving to the official. Well, hey, if the yellow flags are going to help your team, help the hometown team out here on Van Horn Road, you're going to take it. You know, you got a running back that's shown they can get yards on you at will. So, yeah, move them back, make their job a little harder.
Second penalty of the game for the Redhawks. Wado in the gun. Quick handoff to Oapade. Dodges a tackle. He's tripped up, and that's going to be close to the first down on second and long. I don't think they're going to give it to him.
So number 6, there was 2 Mounties there on the stop. Number 6, Ro Dido coming up off of the bottom of that pile and getting the stop on that one. Yeah, they did give him the first down.
Wow.
Moving this, he must have some sort of secret maneuver or something where he's like, remember Michael Jordan in Space Jam and stretching the arm out? I feel like he's got that maneuver down.
He just incredible awareness of where he's at.
That reference wasn't too old school for you?
I did understand that reference.
All right, awesome, good.
I did. First and 10 for Marshall from their own 29-yard line. Deep throw up the middle of the field, and that is out of the reach of anybody. Intended for Zach Hudson, the junior, and it's second down.
Well, I tell you what, they're not afraid to take that long shot. That's the second long shot we saw that was just way, and the Mark W. Daly means way off the mark.
Yeah.
But they're not afraid to take it. So eventually that's going to either going to connect and be a big one for them, or Northwest is going to be able to get their hands on it.
Matthew Wado, the junior quarterback, so far 2 of 5 passing for 8 yards. And, yeah, a couple of once he tried to air out, a little bit too unsuccessful. Oapade on the handoff. This time the Mounties get to him quickly. Only got maybe about 2 or 3 yards on that one, and it's third and long.
So Jack Edwards getting the stop on that. Again, making contact about the line of scrimmage, but then another 3 yards he's able to pick up after first contact there.
Good amount of Marshall supporters making the trip down I-94 to this one, and of course, packed house here for Mountie Nation.
Always a packed house here. Always.
Beautiful weather for this Friday night Week 5 game. 3rd and 7. Quick fire pass to the left. That one's caught and then tackled. Once again, Northwest pushing him over the first down. That was Zach Hudson on the reception.
Jonathan Osterberg there to make the contact and get the stop. But there's something about this Marshall team that first contact just doesn't mean anything to them. They're going to fight and just scratch and grind out as much as they can after contact to get as much yardage as they possibly, you know, can. Yeah, 1 yard makes a big difference and moves the sticks.
That's the third first down of this drive for the Red Hawks, leading 6-0 over Northwest, 23 seconds and counting in this first quarter. They're going to try to get one more playoff before the end of the quarter. Two receivers to either side, takes a snap, quick handoff to Oapade, dodges a tackle, sweeping towards the near sideline, hesitates, and he's going to be brought down by three different Mounties at around the 44.
Yeah, there's a lot of Mounties right there that kind of made contact all at the same time, brought them all down together. Good group effort. It's a team sport anyway, right?
That'll bring us to the end of quarter number one.
Wow, that was a fast quarter.
I know, that was probably our fastest quarter of the season. Marshall leads Northwest 6-0. Quarter number two is next. You've got K105.3 Football Frenzy, brought to you by Aeroquip Credit Union, back in 60 seconds.
Here's your last word for the Spelling Bee Championship. Your word is best.
Best? Can you use it in a sentence?
Dr. B at Summit Orthodontics is the best orthodontist for braces and Invisalign.
Yes, Summit Orthodontics is the B-E-S-T for your braces and Invisalign. They even have the B-E-S-T TikToks.
Correct!
Yay, I'm going to use my winnings on my new Invisalign.
Schedule your appointment with Dr. B at Summit Orthodontics today. SummitOrthoBraces.com.
Is your driveway or parking lot looking worn out and dingy, littered with cracks and potholes? Spruce it up with Wolverine Seal Coating and give your home or business the curb appeal it deserves. And while you're at it, extend the life of your driveway or parking lot by protecting it from the elements. Fresh seal coating and patch filling will save you thousands in the long run compared to a full replacement. For seal coating done right, contact Wolverine Seal Coating for your free estimate. WolverineSealCoating.com.
Back to the gridiron. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
6-0 Marshall over Northwest, now starting the second quarter as Marshall now in a second down and 7 situation from their own 44. Pass on the far side, caught to Oapade, and he tight-roped on the far sideline. He stepped out of bounds, but if he didn't, he was gone.
There was a little mini football scrum over in that area. A bunch of Mounties kind of made a little crowded along that sideline, and that's about where they were, where he stepped out of bounds. But damage done. Gets the first down. Moves the sticks for the Red Hawks.
It's a gain of 11. Now 28 yards on 4 completed passes by the quarterback, Matthew Wado. First and 10 from the Northwest 45. Oapade on the handoff. Several guys swarming him, and he's still able to muscle out 2 to 3 yards on that one. This guy's looking like David Montgomery out there.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. You and I were thinking the same thing. You know, we do finish each other's
thoughts.
Yeah, I was going to say lunch, but yeah. He just ran into a wall of Mounties right there, but able to move the pile, kind of like what we see with Montgomery, and get not much, but get positive yards.
6-0 for Marshall. About 40 seconds and counting into this second quarter. 3 receivers right, 1 left. Wado, the fake handoff to the left. He goes to the right on the far side, in for the first down, and then some, and down at around the 32-yard line.
You know, when you fake it, fake that handoff, and then you decide to keep it, everybody's going to bite every time on that handoff. And it was number 7 who eventually brought him down. Jonathan Osterberg once again on the stop. But again, first down. Yeah, you keep handing it off to your running back. You know, you do that 5 plays in a row. All of a sudden, the quarterback decides to keep it. Nobody accounts for it.
10-yard gain, 25 yards and a touchdown for the quarterback on the ground. First and 10 from the 33. Another handoff to Oapade on the near side as 2 more guys bring him down at around the 28-yard line.
Yeah, I'm going to say that was number 24, first one there. Jack Edwards in on the stop for Mountie Nation.
Jack Edwards on the tackle for the Mountie.
That was a stealthy 5 yards.
I love how when I get it out there before the PA announcer, he just validates what I say. I love it.
I know there's a couple times I caught myself as well. Like I say something and then the announcer says it. Makes you feel good when you hear
right.
It.
It's like, hey, my eyes actually work.
Instant confirmation. Second down and 5 from the Mountie 28. Oapade gets it again. This time he's able to sneak through, evading 2 tackles, in for the first down at around the 20.
Well, that was almost like a wrestling takedown there. He was up in the air before he was brought down to the ground. A lot of black jerseys around that one on the stop.
just amazed at how strong this guy is, this Olapati, and he's just towering out there.
Well, he's got mass. You can tell he's got – when you have someone who stands out as an athlete, they've got that swagger, they've got that look about them, and, I mean, you can just tell he's got it.
9:40 and counting in the first half, 6-0 Marshall, and Olapati already 72 yards on 11 carries. Three receivers right, one to the left. First and 10, fakes the handoff. Waito taking it himself on the near sideline, trying to sneak through, but he's actually going to be brought down for about no gain. There is a penalty marker down.
That was number three, Avery Anspaugh, getting the stop for Mounties.
And I was going to say, that was in the area of holding, and it was indeed holding on Marshall, so that's going to bring them back. Not that they got any gain anyways out of that play. Great defense on the edge by Northwest. But all three penalties of the first half going against Marshall.
Yeah, but you know, those first two, they show that they've been able to overcome their mistakes. Eventually, you know, you keep racking them up, eventually it's going to go against you. Now here they're looking at fourth and 20. Fourth and he just keeps walking and walking. They're fourth and 25?
First and forever.
I'm sorry, first and 25.
So from the 35-yard line, Northwest territory, whistle going to be blown again before the play. Yeah. They're going to meet about this one.
Official wasn't quite in his spot yet, the referee, before they shut that down.
Northwest cheerleaders trying to hype up this crowd a moment ago, all clad in pink, as well as the student section to our right. Here for Northwest.
Oh, yeah, how about that? You know, they're on the other side of the wall. I have to stick my head out. All right, now they're moving the down marker again.
They adjusted it to the 30-yard line.
I thought that was...
I thought that was a little far for a hold. So, yeah, they had to go 10
yards. Must have been a real special hold.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right?
All for a play that they didn't even get a gain on either. So it'll be first and 20, still first and forever in our book. From the 30-yard line, two receivers to either side. Waito the snap, handoff to Olapade. He cuts into the right side. This time he snags just shy of the original line of scrimmage for second down.
You know, I'm going to say he's got kind of like, this is a little bit of an over-exaggeration, but there's a very Walter Payton-esque kind of swag about the way he runs.
I agree.
He's got a lot of finesse in how he runs. But there's also a certain amount of brawn, too. I mean, he looks really cool when he's running through people.
So that makes it second down and 12 after that 8-yard gain. Three receivers right, one left. Another Olapade handoff cutting on the far side. Able to slip through for another first down as he's forced down at around the 10-yard line on the far sideline.
Yeah, defender just able to get enough of that jersey. He was past the defender, but he was able to get enough of that jersey to kind of pull him back and pull him down. But damage done. First and goal once again for the Redhawks.
It's another gain of 12. This guy has been a handful. 92 yards on 13 carries already. And Marshall knocking on the door of making this a two-score game in the first half. 6-0 lead so far with 7:47 and counting.
Well, he's even impacting when he doesn't get the ball because they all think he's going to get it. So it just opens up so much more for this offense.
Waito the snap. He's going to keep it himself. Sprinting off to the left side. Slips through. Did he break the plane? Brought down right at the goal line. And he did. Touchdown Redhawks. Matthew Waito, his second rushing touchdown of the game, making it 12-0.
Well, you had your entire defense kind of shifted over to the far side because that's where the running back was. Again, not accounting for the quarterback. He doesn't have the mass, but the dude's got the speed, and he just kind of goes over that C gap there, able to pick his way through the defense and get the first down.
Literally, just as you said, just the things that the effect that he has off the ball. Like every play, Northwest is playing as if he's going to have it, and that opens everything up for Matthew Waito to slip through as they're going for two. He's going to bring it on the ground himself, and Northwest reading this play beautifully, able to force him out of down short of the two-point conversion.
Yeah, it was a very sobering take on that one.
There you go. So the two-point conversion incomplete. Not able to convert there, and it stays 12-0. Marshall over Northwest, 7:29 to go in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
The action continues. Football Frenzy on
K105.3, High School Football Frenzy, brought to you by AeroQuip Credit Union, King's Equipment, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Grimes Plumbing, and Wolverine Seal Coating. Marshall with their last play, the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning touchdown, making it 12-0 as we got another onside kick going to the far sideline. Penalty markers all over the place. It looked like that one rolled out of bounds. And on all the kickoffs we've seen, it's all onsides. Have you ever seen a half like
no,
this?
No, not yet. No, this would be the first. But that one just kind of looked like it was, again, wasn't going to make the 10 yards. So I don't know if it didn't make the 10 yards or if it bounced out of bounds before that. But it was just kind of bouncing around the 50. And then all of a sudden, just, you know, footballs, by their nature, bounce weird.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it just wasn't going fast, but just made a football line right for the 45. It was kind of, you know, boy, they bounce weird.
And that penalty is going against Marshall with the kick out of bounds. So of the three kickoffs we've seen, it's all onside kicks. And what a time-consuming drives as well, as Northwest here midway through the second quarter, only on their second drive of the game, starting from Marshall's 47-yard line. Going to take the snap. Christner faked the handoff right, going to the left on the far sideline. Decent gain of around 4 yards, forced out of bounds.
You know, what we're seeing early from this Marshall team is they like to hit on defense. That was Rye Saunders putting a lick on him before he gets out of bounds. But, I mean, hey, if you're getting 3 yards on first down, you're doing okay as far as the ground game goes here at this level. If you could just keep matriculating out 3 yards each time, you're going to be in a good spot.
That was the freshman Rodedo once again, 36 yards on 5 carries. Second and 7 for Northwest from Marshall's 43-yard line as we got a handoff up the middle. Good run there near the first down for second and short. That was Avery Enspaugh, the carry.
That was Easton Dale who was able to get there and get the stop on it. So apparently Northwest hasn't figured out the Michael Jordan Space Jam move yet, because they're really close to that first down and just couldn't stretch out to get it.
Third and 1, as a matter of fact, from the Marshall 38-yard line, 6-10 and counting in this first half. And a tush push. Northwest as a group charging forward. Looks like they got it. And the drive will continue for the Mounties.
Wow. Getting a little energy out of the PA announcer here. Moving the sticks for Mountie Nation.
And on top of that, a horn that doesn't blow your eardrums out.
Hanover Horton is very nice to us. They're very accommodating. But with the way that horn is,
never forget, with a giant air compressor that claims to be 83% quieter. Oh boy.
Man.
First and 10 for Northwest from the Marshall 36-yard line, trailing 12-0. Christner peels out of the pocket, throwing to the near sideline. That one's through the fingertips and incomplete. Boy, right in the breadbasket, but Colin Ludwig just not able to haul it in, and it's second down.
You're talking about a throw made on a bootleg, running for your life because two white jerseys were chasing him, and being able to throw that on a dime. It literally went right through the breadbasket, and that would have put him. That would have put him a first and goal if that's completed.
Christner with an absolute dot right there was on target. Ludwig just couldn't haul it in, and it's second and 10 from the 36 towards the left hash mark. Clock stopped at 5:31.
That would have been a hard catch. Over the shoulder, you got two defenders breathing down your neck. That would have been a hard catch, but it was right there.
Takes the snap, pitch out behind Dadeau, hopping through traffic. Oh. He's going to salvage maybe 2 or 3 yards out of that, but it's going to be third down.
That's another hard hit. This time it was the lick was laid by number 23, Colin Steele. And they got those first 3 yards, and they haven't moved since on this drive here.
Third down and 7 coming up for the Mounties from the Marshall 33-yard line. Inside 5 minutes to play in the first half. This is our fastest half of the season.
Well, you know what? You got an official crew that knows what they're doing, and we got a good ground game going here too.
Sounds like a shot you're taking here, Mark. Sounds like some shade we're throwing.
Well, yeah, a little bit.
Third and 7. Defense collapses quickly, but a complete throw on the far side. Wow, what recognition. A throw to Dadeau as Christner, he got the bell rung.
Guy Saunders came in on a corner blitz and laid a lick on the quarterback there, but he was able to get it off and get that connection and move the sticks for a first down. You know, I know we're supposed to, and we do. We give a lot of credit to the officials, but that crew last week was just a disaster.
Yeah. Is that going to be the phrase of the season, laid a lick? Think that's going to be it.
Probably.
First and 10, Christner, quarterback keeper, sweeping on the right side, and Marshall able to override the line, and it's going to be maybe no gain. It looks to me like a loss of a yard.
Well, he just ran into a wall of Red Hawks right there, and there was no place for him to go. And they all, team effort, wrapped him up and just drove him back. They'll give him the forward progress of an inch, maybe.
Yeah, I think they got nothing on that one.
Okay. It looked like the down marker was from one side of the chain to the other. But, yeah, it's
there you go.
It's a no move.
3:25 and counting in the first half of play. Northwest trailing 12-0. It's 2nd and 10 from the 25. Playing under the lights here as the sun's setting here in Mountie Nation. 3 right, 1 left for receivers. Christner, the snap, quick float throw up the middle. And that one's caught, and he's going to take it into the house. Touchdown, Mounties, to Avery Enspa.
Missed assignment, and the Mounties are going to take it. Nobody on him. Ran right through the defense, wide open at about the 7-yard line. Falls right in the breadbasket. He runs in untouched. Mounties on the board.
36 yards on 3 of 4 passing for Gabe Christner, the senior quarterback. Avery Anspa, boy, that was a nice little float. Again, the example I like to use from Madden. Instead of holding down the button to get the bullet pass, just a nice little tap of the button floated over the heads of the defense and able to get it through as we got another little swing and gate action here for the Mounties as Christner able to throw right into the end zone on the right side and convert the 2-point attempt. Jeffrey Miller, the reception, and it's 12-8. Northwest down by 4. What a weird score.
You gave me an Adam Sandler, Happy Gilmore reference there. Just happening.
Just happening. You saw what I was trying to serve up there,
I'm picking
friend.
Up what you're putting down, yeah.
And Northwest trails by 4. 3:09 to go in this first half. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
It's that time of year. You're freezing in the morning, but having a heat stroke by the afternoon. Beat the heat during the day and stay cozy during the chilly night with Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana authorized dealer. Aspen provides fast, reliable repair services to get your heating and cooling back up and running. And consider a new high-efficiency Amana system to reduce those energy bills. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
Football Frenzy returns on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Beautiful 25-yard Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning touchdown from Gabe Christner to Avery and Spa. And then the completed 2-point attempt afterwards to get the Mounties on the board. Oh. A squib kick on the far sideline. and it's going to be touched down at around the 37. Marshall will take over for just their third drive.
Northwest almost got that one.
Yeah, that
was
close. They
almost pounced on that one. That ball had some pretty good hang time. It didn't go far, but it had some good hang time, and Northwest was almost in position to get under it.
So very fast-moving first half, just these teams taking their time, taking a lot of time off the clock between plays. And, again, two drives for Northwest. This is just the third drive for Marshall. Marshall scoring a touchdown on both their opening drives, but not successful on either of the two-point attempts. First and 10 for the Redhawks from their own 37 towards the right hash mark. Two receivers right, three to the left. Handoff to the guy, Olapade, and he got a pocket in for a big gain. 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, 5, touchdown, Marshall. That didn't take very long, Mark W. Daly.
He just ran around everybody. He could be tag champion right now because nobody laid a hand on him. Went through that C gap, cut it out to the outside, and just ran away from everybody. You know, when he's out there, he looks, I mean, he's a high schooler, but he looks like he's playing against eighth graders because he's that much bigger than everybody else.
I would agree. Yeah, he is just so big, so strong, so fast. He's a heck of a talent, and he gives his team a 63-yard Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning touchdown on the team's first play of their third drive, making it 18-8 with the two-point attempt right here. And we got a penalty marker on the false side. That's going to be a false start.
Flag on the play.
Oh, no. Looks like that might be on the Mounties. We'll see.
Oh, wow.
No flag on the play. They pick it up. All right. So never mind. Two-point attempt here for Marshall. Takes the snap. Wado looking in the air. Throw on the left side into the end zone. That one's incomplete. Intended for Kai Saunders. And three touchdowns and no extra points converted. And Marshall leads 18-8 over the Northwest Mounties. We're back in 30 seconds. This is Football Frenzy on K105.3, brought to you by AeroQuip Credit Union.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
The action continues. Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Don't forget about the K105.3 Football Frenzy $1,053 giveaway. Head online to K105.3.com, click on the $1,053 giveaway, and just enter in. Just sign up, and we'll announce the winner randomly at the end of the season. The K105.3 Football Frenzy $1,053 giveaway brought to you by AeroQuip Credit Union, as Marshall scoring a touchdown and making it 18-8 as Northwest, a pretty decent kick return, about 20 yards to around the 40. There is a penalty marker down.
He was about ready to break that one open, but number six had just a handful of jersey on that one. Caleb Galloway able to bring him down. I had to look at that and do a double take on that. I'm like, Galloway?
Yeah.
That's supposed to be a Northwest name.
Yeah, you're like, wait, was I looking at the right side?
Yeah.
So we'll see what the penalty is. 2:46 to go if Northwest.
I guess I wouldn't be surprised if it was like a horse collar or a face mask or something, because it just looked awkward the way he was brought down.
Yeah, and it looks like it is against Marshall. So Northwest, on all three of the kickoffs they've received, has resulted in penalties. The first two were kicks out of bounds. This one, as you mentioned, it's probably a horse collar from what it looked like on how he was brought down.
Bringing out this. Oh, block in the back. It's against.
So fouls on both teams, a block in the back on Northwest and a face mask on Marshall. So the penalty's offset. And Northwest will take over on their own 40-yard line.
It's little things like that that Northwest does to enhance the experience by miking up the official. No one else does that.
And especially with that and the band, it's definitely a college-like right. atmosphere. They run a good football game here at Northwest as we got a quick handoff to the right side, maybe about 2 or 3 yards for Daydell, and it's second down.
And it looks like it was number 60 who was the first one there for Marshall. Liam Scott. Liam Scott on the 7-point font here on their roster. Maybe it's six. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a cute little font.
You have a tiny little font.
It's cute. It's a very cute little font.
2:15 and counting in the first half. 18-8. Marshall leads Northwest. Northwest with a second and eight, their own 42. Pitch out to the far side for Daydell. Dodges a tackle, but he's going to be swarmed again. Don't think he got any yardage this time, and it's third down.
And it looked like it was number 54 among those on the stop. Kenny Lincoln. Oh, my God. Kenny got in on the stop.
And we've got a Marshall Redhawk down. He does get himself off into the sideline. And there's another face mask against Marshall.
Yeah.
So six penalties on Marshall, one penalty on Northwest in this first half. So that'll really help Northwest. That almost sounded like a boat horn right there. It's like I'm listening to Yacht Rock Radio on Sirius
wow.
XM.
I'm not sure what boats have to do with Mounties, you know.
It's an interesting kind of conversation.
I thought horns would kind of freak a horse out.
Maybe who knows? Maybe they want to bring a Mountie onto a boat for the Coast Guard. Who knows? So that brings it to the 44-yard line of Marshall. Peeling out of the pocket, Christner throw to the near side. Incomplete with a diving Mountie. Dennis Graham trying to haul it in, but it lands untouched, and it's going to be second and 10.
Just a little bit off the mark on that one. He's thrown some dimes already today, but that one just a little off the mark. But, yeah, I mean, you're in a good spot right here. You're sitting here at the 44. You've shown that you've been able to move on this Marshall defense.
Gabe Christner so far, 3 of 5 passing for 36 yards and a touchdown to Avery Anspaugh. Second and 10 from the Marshall 44. Two receivers to either side, one back with Christner. Quick fire pass on the near side. That one's caught, dodging a tackle, charging forward, and down for the first down. Great run after catch for Anspaugh.
Number 54, kind of playing catch-up, running up, getting him from behind, and it was that hit that pushed him forward for the first down. Kenny Lincoln. Kenny Lincoln laying that lick that forced the first down.
First and 10 from the Marshall 33. Christner the snap, throw to the near side. That one's caught and immediately brought down at around the 24. Looked like he stayed in bounds. That was Dennis Graham.
Number one, Bryson Brewer. Just met him just as the ball got there, but able to, you know, wrangle that one in, keep the possession, and you're sitting here at second and short. I wouldn't be surprised if you take a, they've got some wideouts here, if you take a shot.
55 seconds left in the half. Shot in the near sideline. That's way out of the reach of anybody. That was intended for Jeffrey Miller, and it's incomplete. Clock stops at 50 seconds.
Yeah, what you wanted just wasn't there. So you just overthrow everybody. You had double coverage over here, double coverage over there. Everywhere there was double coverage. You didn't have anywhere to go.
And it'll be third and one for the Mounties from the Marshall 24-yard line. They're 2 of 3 on third down so far. The last third down attempt, of course, wiped away by a penalty.
Well, they had success in that tush push in this area before.
Doesn't look like they're going for it this time. Two receivers to either side. Christner, the snap. They're going to take a shot again. Throw to the near side. That one's bobbled and then intercepted by Marshall. Jaden Spence, the senior, ends the Northwest drive. And Marshall has 44 seconds to try to get one more score.
You know, he had somebody kind of curling in between coverage there, just slightly underthrown. I mean, because Jaden had to go sky high in order to get that one. He was able to pull it down just slightly underthrown for his receiver and resulted in that turnover.
The Redhawks will take over from their own 14-yard line. 44 seconds left in the half, leading Northwest 18-8. And Marshall, with the first drive of the game, able to go down and score. Northwest, turnover on downs. Marshall scoring again. Northwest able to get on the board, trailing at that time 12-8. And then Marshall, a single play, 63-yard touchdown by Oapade, who has the ball now, sweeping on the far sideline, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. He's going to be forced out of bounds. Just a wrecking ball going through traffic.
You know, he lowered his shoulder, ran into Anspaugh, knocked Anspaugh back about 5 yards. But that lick had him go out of bounds. But, man, he's sitting there at the 40.
Flag on the play.
They do have the penalty marker down. And I think they had him at the 33. They were going to line him up. And this is going against Marshall. Looks like a hold.
Wow.
Waiting for the audio.
Holding.
Yep. Holding. So that will repeal the first down back to the 19-yard line. That makes it first and five.
It's just little touches, like,
yardage, yeah.
Little touches like that. Just put a mic on the official. It just makes it such a better experience for everybody.
They had the clock running, 20 seconds and counting in the first half. And another handoff to Oapade on the far side. Big window again, 30, 35, forced out of bounds. Clock stops at 13 seconds.
Yeah, he just ran into a wall of Mounties over there, nowhere to go but out of bounds. And well, that's what you're doing. Last few plays, that's what we've seen. You're bouncing it to the outside just to get to that sideline so you can get a good chunk of yards, move the sticks, stop the clock, and get signed, set up, ready to go for the next one. At that point, it's just like a pass play. If you know you're going to be able to get out of bounds to stop the clock, might as well just keep doing it.
And the timeout's going to be called with 1 second left. The officials are meeting right here. Got to chat this thing over. Oapade, 168 yards on 15 carries. So, yeah, I was going to say he was out of bounds, so they should have had the clock stopped. So they're going to add time. It's 14 seconds left in the first half of play now. Marshall leading 18-8 over Northwest. Are we about to have a sub-1 hour first half here? Is this a fake game?
Wow.
Takes the snap. Wado with a deep haul. He's looking at Northwest collapsing the pocket. He's going to try to recoup some yardage out of it. He's brought down at around the 36-yard line as the final seconds will slip away in the first half of play. And coverage. That will do it for the first half.
Coverage sack on that one. But really, he had Alapati over here at the 45, wide open next to the sideline. But he was looking for a little more than that, and all the receivers that they had deep were all covered. So coverage sack there for the Mounties.
And a very fun first half of play. Again, very fast moving, but both these teams having their good plays. But one man, Akin Oapade, looking unstoppable out there for Marshall. 168 rushing yards on 15 carries through the first half. And Marshall leads Northwest 18-8. We're going to step aside, and in 3 minutes, we're going to have a special presentation by the MHSAA. Going to take another three-minute break after that, and then myself and Mark W. Daly will be back to break down what we saw in that first half of play. This is K105.3 High School Football Frenzy, brought to you by AeroQuip Credit Union.
We are the Neighbors, and every Friday night after the big game, things are happening at the Neighbors. It's more than just great drinks and good vibes. It's a social experiment. Who you'll meet, what you'll discover, there's only one way to find out. The kitchen is closed, so bring your own and enjoy great spirits at the Neighbors. Join us at 6060 Clinton Road, just north of Jackson. Bring your crew or fly solo. Just don't miss it. Thank God for the Neighbors.
At County National Bank, you're not just a number. You need a partner, not just a bank. We offer a wide range of business loans, including commercial real estate, equipment financing, operating lines of credit, agricultural loans, and more. At CNB, decisions are made locally, and we are just a call or visit away. You can also contact us online at cnbb.bank. We can evaluate your financial picture and tailor a credit solution that fits your needs. County National Bank, where your story matters.
Kelly Fuels is now operating the pumps at 1939 Cooper Street, right off I-94. These pumps are now open to the public. Fill up on regular, mid-grade, super, or diesel 24/7 from compact to industrial. And for a limited time, all Visa and MasterCard transactions receive an additional 5 cents off per gallon. Earn and redeem mobile rewards points to save even more. Fill up today at 1939 Cooper Street off I-94.
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24/7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
A winning weekend for the Carr family and a statement on sportsmanship from the Student Advisory Council. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. How about the night Tommy Carr had for the Saline Hornets in Week 3?
Lots of time. Carr's looking around. Now he scrambles to the right. He's pointing directions. He sees Jerry down the field for a 48-yard touchdown catch. Touchdown Hornets!
That was Justin Hobbs on the call for the Saline Live video crew. Playing conference rival Dexter, Carr threw for 508 yards and 8 touchdowns in a 61-34 win. The 8 passing touchdowns is the second most in MHSAA history for a single game, and the passing yardage is tied for 13th most in a game. Carr added a rushing touchdown, making him accountable for 9 total TDs in a game, which has only been topped 3 times in MHSAA history. Tight end Lincoln Keys caught 3 of the touchdowns, and Carson Cherry and Austin Abbott hauled in 2 each. 6 of Carr's passing TDs came in the second half, a half that saw Saline come back from being 8 down at halftime. The win moves Saline into the number 1 spot on the Division 1 playoff points list. Dexter is 6th in Division 2. And the day after the win, Carr's brother CJ led Notre Dame to its first victory of the season. For a look at the record book or the playoff points list, be sure to check out MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Okemos Soccer's Carter Haremski. He scored twice in a 3-2 win over Grand Ledge. Okemos is undefeated this year and has captured an outright CAAC Blue title for the first time since 2019. Gibraltar Carlson tennis player Kyle Salisbury. He had a straight sets win at number 1 singles, helping the Marauders to a 6-2 team win over Trenton, giving Trenton their first league loss this season. And to the Marysville volleyball team, who knocked off Fraser in 4 sets in a battle of MAC White Division unbeatens.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a 4-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We're on the volleyball court today, and it's a tight rally in the third set.
Team A's outside hitter digs up a powerful spike, and then her setter contacts the ball a couple of times while trying to set it, and then sends it back to the outside hitter, who's right there to play it. As the referee, you might think multiple contacts occurred, but thanks to the updated Rule 9-4-8C, because the ball was next directed to a teammate, that second contact is legal, and play should continue on without a whistle. This rule explicitly removes that judgment call when no advantage is gained, reducing interruptions and coach-official disputes. So in this scenario, you let it ride, no call, no stoppage, just free flow and fairness.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register.
For the second year in a row, the MHSAA's Student Advisory Council has recorded a message on sportsmanship.
High school sports are meant to be fun.
We love to represent our school.
And we care about our sports.
We know you do too.
And because we all care, it can sometimes get intense.
So let's make the experience more fun for everyone.
We know it's easy to react and shout during games.
But we all make mistakes.
The game is more enjoyable when we hear positive cheering.
Referees are human. Respect their decisions. They aren't perfect.
When you feel like yelling, remember that you represent our school.
We want to win, but just remember to keep the energy positive towards all.
During the season, we spend a lot of time with our coaches. They have a tough job.
Please accept their decisions.
And be thankful for all the time they devoted to making us better.
Thank you for coming to our games and always supporting us.
We couldn't do this without you.
For more on this Student Advisory Council or to see or read their message on sportsmanship, please go to MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $3,500. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has fall clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall consignments. Check out the large selection of fall clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aromas, 100% soy candles, and a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
Here's your last word for the Spelling Bee Championship. Your word is best.
Best? Can you use it in a sentence?
Dr. B at Summit Orthodontics is the best orthodontist for braces and Invisalign.
Yes, Summit Orthodontics is the B-E-S-T for your braces and Invisalign. They even have the B-E-S-T TikToks.
Correct!
Yay, I'm going to use my winnings on my new Invisalign.
Schedule your appointment with Dr. B at Summit Orthodontics today. SummitOrthoBraces.com.
Sometimes you might wonder if you're investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
WKHM-FM. WKHM-FM and HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson. It's Football Frenzy on
K105.3. K105.3 High School Football Frenzy is brought to you by AeroQuip Credit Union, Kelly Express Mart, Wilby Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, Jackson Public Schools, and County National Bank. We are at halftime from Mountie Nation, and Marshall leads Northwest 18-8. Connor Dockery with the Mark W. Daly, and that was a very fast but very fun first half of football.
It's nice to be able to, I mean, first of all, to be here at Mountie Nation where they've got a fabulous band, just a great football atmosphere. But to have, you know, our most competitive game so far this season, it's a lot of fun. We're seeing a lot of ground game on both sides.
Yes.
And a little bit of an air attack from Mountie Nation. We spoke with Stafford Newsom earlier today. He says, we're going to run the ball. We'll throw it when we have to, but we're going to run the ball. So we've seen it when they have to throw it. Outside of that one pick, I mean, they're pretty close. It's a decent air attack for this Mountie team.
Yeah, they've had some good gains. Early on, they had that big 29-yard run for the freshman, Ro Dedeaux. But otherwise, they really haven't got much on the ground. You know, maybe a yard or two, maybe three, besides that one big play. But otherwise, they've been kind of forced to go with the air attack so far. Gabe Christner just 5 of 7 in the air for 56 yards with a touchdown and an interception. And otherwise, on the ground, just 49 yards on 11 carries, 105 yards total for Northwest. Meanwhile, Marshall, if you ignored the score and you looked at just the yardage, you would think Marshall would be blowing the doors off in this matchup. On the ground, mostly by Akin Olapade, the senior, very talented kid. 168 yards alone on 15 carries as a team. 209 yards on 22 carries with 3 rushing touchdowns.
Wow.
And in the air, just 4 of 7 for 28 yards. 237 yards total, again, to just 105 for Northwest. But wow. Northwest sees themselves only down 10.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're down a couple scores, but, yeah, you hear those stats, you're right. You think they'd be running away with this thing, and they're not. I don't know, maybe it's a little bit of a bend-don't-break kind of a defense for Northwest. I don't know.
And I think a part of it, too, because besides that last drive where, obviously, it was just halftime,
right.
The first 3 full drives for Marshall, they did score the touchdown, but the key is they didn't convert on any of the 2 points. So that's 6 points. That's a touchdown's worth of points
right.
that you're leaving off the board on those 2-point attempts. So this game could potentially be 24-8 if they converted on all those extra point attempts. But and then Northwest, of course, they scored on their touchdown. They were able to get their 2-point conversion. So as a result, I mean, that's a 8-point swing right there when you think about it.
Well, you know, a sobering take from earlier in the game is I didn't feel like we're going to see much of a kicking game from either one of these teams. And we haven't. We haven't.
Yeah.
So you're failing
legs out here.
You're failing on those 2-point conversions, which basically has resulted in a touchdown difference here in this contest. So, yeah, that's a very sobering take, Connor Dockery.
Yeah, now kicking is for the soccer field behind us here at Mountie Nation. We're on the football field right here, and neither team has shown any interest at all in any sort of kicks.
Don't you love how they put the broadcast booth right centrally located between the football field and the soccer field? Now, press box is one thing. That's where you get news. But the broadcast booth is where we do sports, and yeah, they've got it nice centrally located here.
Yeah, and it's been nice. As we mentioned, we can't say enough good things about Northwest. They are a fantastic school, fantastic environment to do a football game. And it's been a lot of fun in this first half. Again, halftime score is Northwest 8, Marshall 18. I probably should have done that the other way around, but I said Northwest first, so I was committed. So
right, you're there.
Regardless, 10-point ball game. in favor of the Marshall Redhawks, and that'll do it for our halftime report. And we're going to step aside back in 2 minutes. We'll have the second half of coverage right here on K105.3.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24/7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
Football Frenzy is back on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Start of the second half here from Mountie Nation, 18-8. Marshall over Northwest. Connor Dockery with the Mark W. Day. We got some juicy score updates. Detroit Tigers, big playoff race, 3-0, two runners in scoring position in the fourth inning against the Red Sox, and the Cleveland Guard Indians losing 4-2 to the Texas Rangers. Mark W. Daly, high school scores.
Whoop, whoop on that one. Way to go, Tigers. Well, hopefully it sticks. All right, so Columbia Central on top of Addison right now, 35-8. We'll get more scores for you in a minute.
So a squib kick returned by Northwest at around the 38-yard line. You may resume, sir.
Thank you, Matt Jarko, for that. This just in from Thomas Radford Jr., Tecumseh on top of Jackson, 20-14. Dearborn Divine Child on top of Lumen out on Spring Arbor Road, 10-7.
And there's Mark W. Daly with scores. Sorry, I wanted to do a news thing. I tried, probably didn't
well,
come
we are in the
good.
Press box.
Yes. Media box. They said media on the sign.
Oh, did it say media
right.
box?
Yes.
Okay, media.
So Northwest Mounties, the first drive of the second half, going from left to right on your radio dial, starting from their own 39-yard line. Quick fake handoff right, going to the left on the far side with the freshman Roday Doe. He's going to be brought down at around the 41.
Well, he faked that up the gut and then tried to bounce it out, and just a well-disciplined Red Hawk defense to stay where you're supposed to stay and really limited that one from getting away from him, only getting about a yard and a half on it. They're going to put two up on the board, I think, though.
I was going to say, that's a long yard. I think they're going to move it. They placed it on the 40. The official telling them it looks like it's going to be on the 40.
I mean, look at the down marker is a half yard different than where the ball is.
Yep, the official moved it. I was going to say, wait a minute, something doesn't look right here. So they do give him the extra yard. 43 yards on 8 carries for Dedoe. Second down and 8 from the Mountie 41. About a minute and counting into this second half of play. Quick handoff, Dedoe. He's got a lot of room to run, but he's going to be snagged. Nearly brought down from behind and down at around the 45. That was actually Jeffrey Miller on the carry.
It was number one who was able to really wrap him up first, Bryson Brewer, and that just allowed – he didn't bring him down, actually lost contact with him, but that's what allowed the rest of the Redhawks to get there to bring him down. But good gain. Good gain on that down for the Mounties.
5 yards on two carries for Miller, making it a third and three.
Third and manageable.
Yeah, from their own 46-yard line. Christner under center, three backs behind him. He's going to hand off to Miller again. Oh, and he has swarmed that defensive line, breaking through a big-time stop there for Miles Ribby, the senior.
That was just a red-hot, red-hawk tsunami. It just kept coming. It just kept coming. There was nothing you could do. No containment for that defensive line. And it felt like they just brought everybody and their brother on a blitz.
Yeah, definitely a good play call there from Marshall. And those 5 yards that were gained on second down were all erased on that third down. Back to where we started. It's fourth and eight from the Mountie 41.
They're going for it?
And they're going to have to go for it. No legs. It's a no legs kind of game. Hey, they might be throwing us off. Marshall doesn't have anybody back. Northwest going for it. Throwing the far sideline, and that one's going to be turning. Catching! Unbelievable catch!
Picked off, isn't
or
it?
Or was that picked off?
It's picked off.
It was caught by somebody. Yeah, yeah, you called it. That one was picked off by Marshall. That was by the senior, Javion Hancock. So an interception for Marshall. Again, somebody caught that.
It was a great, you're right. Side. Yeah, you're right. It was a great catch either way. Just kind of threw that one up, and the mentality behind it was, I bet my guy's better than your guy, and the dude in the white jersey won that one.
So now for Gabe Christner, he is 5 of 9 passing, touchdown, 2 interceptions. That's the second turnover of the game for the Mounties. Marshall takes over at their own 33-yard line, their first drive of half number two, leading 18-8 over Northwest, 9:25 to go in the third quarter. Quick handoff to Oapade, sweeping towards the near sideline, in for the first down, and then some. 45-50, 45, forced out of bounds, going to be at around the 49-yard line, more Northwest side of the field.
That was number 7, Jonathan Osterberg, who pushed him out of bounds. But if you're thinking about this, Connor, if you're Marshall, you don't make that pick. It was fourth down. You just swat that thing down, and you're sitting there at midfield.
No kidding. Yeah, that you would have gotten that on the Northwest, what, 42?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. That was actually it's weird to think of a bad interception, but that was probably
Did we have a flag?
Bad interception. We did have a flag on the play. I didn't hear what it was. I believe it's holding against Marshall. Boy,
wow.
Penalties have plagued them here. 8 compared to just 1 on the Mounties, but again, it doesn't seem to have slowed down their offense that much.
In high school, when we played football out in Clinton, when you had penalties, you had to your next practice, you had to run up the hill for every penalty you had.
Boy, and that's going to be a lot of running for Marshall. He's got a quick pass on the far side. Oapade can't haul it in. It was a little bit of an awkward angle from Matthew Wado. Kind of tried to turn around and haul it in, but it's incomplete at the end of the day.
Yeah, that would have been a sensational catch if he was able to pull that one in, but just a little too hard to handle on that one.
Fully dark outside now, under the lights, packed house for both the Mountie side and the Marshall side of the stands here in Mountie Nation.
Now, for the most part, Marshall's been able to overcome. They've had a lot of penalties, but they've been able to figure out how to overcome those most of the time.
Second and 18 from their own 25. Takes the snap. Wado looking in the air, throwing the right side. That one's caught and makes it a third and manageable down at around the 37. Cruz Saldana, the catch.
And that was a rocket right through. Double coverage on that one. Able to make the completion. And yeah, you're third and about 5 right now.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
compared to where they were.
Third and a gazillion.
And they gave him 13 yards on that play. That's going to be 41 yards, 5 of 9 passes overall for Wado, 3rd and 5. Wado takes the snap, takes it on the ground himself. He's going to be pulled down from behind. He's going to be short. He's down at around the 41. It's 4th and 2.
Yeah, I will bet you my shiny Aldi's quarter that they don't punt.
So what gives you that inclination, Mr. TMWD?
I'm just... Well, they've shown that they've been able to have a decent running game tonight, and we just haven't seen much of a kicking game from anybody here tonight. So give it to your big running back. Let him get the yards for you.
and the big running back, Akin Olapade. Three receivers right, one to the left, whistles blowing, and a Marshall timeout called.
Timeout Marshall.
We will take a timeout as well. 7:41 to go in the third quarter. Marshall leads 18-8 over Northwest here on KIM 105.3, back in 30 seconds.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Football Frenzy returns on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Fourth and two out of the timeout coming up for the Marshall Redhawks, leading 18-8 over Northwest. 7:41 to go in the third quarter here at Mountie Nation. And we got a lot of jumping going there on the line, throwing on the backside. I think this is going to be against Northwest. It is. We'll see.
Well, a little bit of finger point going on.
Something,
they're going to have a little, yes, little conversation.
Something tells me Coach Stafford Newsom is not happy with that one.
Well, you've been very disciplined if you're Northwest all night long. And to have a penalty there to give them basically a free first down. If that's the way it goes, then I wouldn't be a happy coach either.
So, yeah, because that would definitely cost them.
False start. There it is.
Yep. So another Marshall penalty, 9 compared to just 1 by Northwest. And that's going to make it 4th and long, back to their own 35.
So a little ball movement there made Northwest jump, and that's...
Marshall penalty takes it back to the 35. Going to bring up a 4th
Got some
and 8.
4th and 8.
Got some commentary from the Mountie fan base over here.
Yeah. And Marshall still going to go for it. Again, no legs on either side of the field tonight. Three receivers left, one to the right. Waito the snap, and another penalty marker. Down, another false start for Marshall.
Number 4 over here on our side, he flinched. And that's when the flags came out. So it was number 4, Carson Moga, getting a little antsy. Now it's a 4th and forever.
Yeah, and now it's like they really, it looks like they got some substitutions, so now Marshall has no choice. They're going to have to kick this one away. Way back in their own 30-yard line, you'd be silly on 4th and long to go for it unless you were trying to make a comeback. Still hanging on to just a 10-point lead over Northwest despite the yardage differential. Well over 100 yards more than Northwest on the game. Takes a friendly roll in favor of Marshall, and it goes all the way down to the Northwest 21-yard line.
Yeah, it wasn't that high or long of a punt, but it just kept rolling. Kind of like Forrest Gump through the mountains. It just kept going.
Just kept on going. Kept on keeping. It keep on keeping. I don't know how to do the past tense of that. Kept on. Kepting on. That doesn't sound good. I'm going to stop trying.
I was just going to let that go.
You were letting me dig my own grave, my friend.
No. Hey, I've done that before, too. So, you know,
good to know
how the turntables have turned, right?
Good to know you had my back on that one.
I did. I just did.
First and 10 for Northwest, trailing 18-8 to Marshall. 7:28 to go in the third from their own 21. Pitch out to the near side. Miller charges forward, and he's going to be brought down after about 3 yards. Second down.
They tried to bring a whole legion of blockers on that one, but Marshall's defense just kind of swarmed the ball. Number 19, first one there to make the stop for the Redhawks. So giving the tackle credit to Jaden Spence for Marshall. Historic Marshall.
So they'll give him 2 yards on the play to the 23-yard line. Miller just 2 net yards on 4 carries as the running game just has not been there for the Mounties.
Are Mounties in a legion? Is that?
It's a good question.
I don't know.
Takes the snap, fakes the handoff left, goes to the right. Big gain now past the 30-yard line. That's going to be close to a first down. That was Miller again. The chains look like they're close to moving, and they are. First down.
Colin Steele. making the stop on that one. And really, he was kind of like the last man there. That was about to break open to be a ginormous gainer if he doesn't make that stop. But, hey, Mounties get a fresh set of downs. They move the sticks. Chewing up a little clock, too.
9 yards there, 11 yards total on 5 carries for Jeffrey Miller. First and 10 for the Mounties on their own 32-yard line, trailing by 10 points. One receiver wide right, none far to the left. Christner going to hand off up the middle. It's Miller again, breaks through, gets another chunk play around the first down marker.
Jeffrey Miller takes the
able to kind of pick their way through. It's like Northwest has kind of found the soft spot in this defense. Looks like, I want to say it was number 8 last one up. Javion Hancock with the stop for the Redhawks there. But another fresh set of downs for the Mounties.
Yeah, back-to-back first down runs for Jeffrey Miller, now up to 22 yards total. First and 10 from their own 42-yard line. Another handoff up the middle. Moving as a group, going to be pulled back only about 2 yards that time on the ground. Miller, again, they're really going with him in the second half after the first half, mostly going with the freshman, Roe Dedeau.
Defensive line getting the credit for that tackle. I mean, it was it was reminiscent of a rugby scrum.
Yes, yeah. A very rugby-esque play there. 5-10 and counting in the third quarter. Second down, and it's 7 for the Mounties from their own 45. Fake handoff, throw on the near side, and caught at around the Marshall 48. There to Dedeau, and looks like it's going to be another first down.
Bryson Brewer, number 1 for Marshall, making the stop on that one. But they did a series of just handing it off and trying to run it up the gut and having some success. And so when they fake it on that time, every linebacker bit and just kind of opened up that middle part of the field, middle part in the coverage for them to complete that pass and get the first down.
That's a 7-yard gain. First and 10 from the Marshall 48-yard line. Dedeau breaks through. Big gain past the 30 of Marshall's territory. Northwest has something cooking on this drive.
Kai Saunders able to play a catch-up. Caught him from behind and brought him down. But, yeah, like you said, it's got a little something cooking here in Mountie Nation. They keep moving the sticks.
Down at the 28. That's a gain of 20. On the ground, and they go back to Dedeau. So Northwest, they're rolling on this drive, trying to make it a one-possession deficit. 18-8 they trail, 4:15 and counting in the third quarter.
Well, they're mixing it up. They seemed a little one-dimensional in the first. They're mixing it up a little bit here.
Now a pitch out to Miller. He hesitates, cuts back up towards the right side, and Marshall going to bring him down at around the 27. That's going to be a gain of about 2 yards.
Well, number 60 was the last one to lay the lick on him to bring him down. Liam Scott from Marshall. And, you know, a credit for this this officiating crew here, because they're really quick on the whistle. As soon as that forward progress is stopped, they're stopping the play and really preventing anybody getting hit from, or, well, as I say that, as we have somebody hurt now. But they're really quick on that whistle. As soon as forward progress is stopped, they're stopping the play, trying to keep these kids safe.
Yeah, I agree. And this is a really, really good officiating crew. And, you know, keeping the – and on top of all the penalties that we've had, keeping the game moving.
Right.
Not a lot of delays like
we saw
last
week. They're all on the page. They're communicating well. They're keeping the game going. Trying to see who that is.
It's a Marshall player down at the 30-yard line after the play. It's hard to see the number. He's just laying flat on his back, and I'm not sure what's happening. Interesting play there. Hope he's okay.
I'm not seeing much movement right now.
Clock stopped at 3:51. It's 18-8 Marshall over Northwest, but Northwest in the middle of a pretty impressive drive right here, starting on their own 21-yard line, now up to the Marshall 26-yard line, so making good progress.
Well, I really hope this young man's all right and not.
Yes.
I don't want to over exaggerate anything, but as we look at the situation, I'm just not seeing any movement.
Yeah, he's really not moving. I see some slight movement. I'm trying to look through my binoculars here. Maybe got the wind knocked. I have no idea. I'm afraid to call for a break because in a second maybe I should call for a break because the last time I did that last game, the player got up immediately as soon as I called for it, and I had to cancel it. As Kiara's probably back in the studio shaking her head right now, reminiscing about that one. Officials are talking about it here, and yeah, they're going to get some more trainers
out there. They have one trainer out there who's kind of stabilizing him by the shoulders and just not allowing him to move his head.
Yeah, they're getting a kit out there.
This could be a little bit.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, we're gonna step aside. We'll come back in 60 seconds. Marshall and Northwest. Football Frenzy on Camp 105.3.
Improving the financial quality of your life is AeroQuip Credit Union's mission, and their AeroPerks checking account makes it easy. You'll get a big perk for what you're already doing, like signing up for e-statements.
Check.
Have 15 signature-based debit card transactions totaling more than $75 a month.
Done.
Have a direct deposit of $1,000 or more monthly.
Yep.
Use online banking each month.
I do it all.
That's all you have to do to get your huge AeroPerk, a 4.07% APY just for doing what you're already doing.
They really are improving the financial quality of my life.
For details about the AeroPerks checking account, call AeroQuip Credit Union's Plymouth Street location at 789-2890 or the Lawrence Avenue location at 789-2886. AeroQuip Credit Union, improving the financial quality of your life. Online at AeroQuipCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. An equal housing lender.
Back to the gridiron. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
18-8, Marshall over Northwest, 3:51 to go in the third quarter. We've got a potential scary situation here in Mountie Nation. A Marshall player down on the field, and again, really not much movement. They're actually cutting the jersey off and the pads off as well. So again, and that was after the play. That was kind of behind where the ball was, so I didn't even see him go down. It was just once the play cleared up, you just see him laying there. So they got all the trainers out there. So, yeah, just really hope that this young man is okay. We were trying to look at numbers, trying to see who it is, and, you know, don't really want to speculate all that much because the way he was laying, it was really hard to see his number.
Right. We can tell that last number is 4, but we can't.
Yeah. I don't want to throw a name out there and,
right,
you know, scare people, like, you know, if family's listening. And not a good scene here, unfortunately, in Mountie Nation as just an extended injury. So
Divine Child back on top. Lumen got the lead briefly, 13-10 at 3:55 in the third. Now Divine Child back on top, 17-13 with 2:48. In the third. So a good one happening on Spring Arbor Road.
Divine Child much improved this season over last season. Of course, we got to see them to open the season, and Western able to take them down. But always a good school there, Divine Child. Of course, alma mater of, I don't know if you've heard him, Aiden Hutchinson?
No. Yeah, I've heard of him.
Have you?
Yeah, just a little bit. He's a baseball player, right?
I think he might be. He's playing somewhere, I think.
Tigers on top of the Red Sox, 3-1. How are the Guardians doing?
They're still losing, last I checked, 4-2.
All right.
Over the Texas Rangers. So, again, if you've been following the baseball playoffs, the playoff race, the Tigers and Guardians are tied with 3 games left, including tonight in the regular season. And Cleveland has the tiebreaker. So if the Tigers, after collapsing, 15.5 game lead in July for the division, Cleveland comes all the way back after the Tigers just lose game after game this past 2 weeks.
Man. Eight losses in a row.
Yeah. So Cleveland came back. They briefly stole the division. But last night, Cleveland losing to Detroit. So they're tied. But Cleveland still has that tiebreaker. So if the Tigers win tonight with a Cleveland loss, the Tigers will regain the lead of the division going into two games left. So, again, there's still a lot of baseball to be played. The Tigers, there's still a chance for them to secure the division by the end of the season. So they just, maybe that win last night, get them on the right track and slow the Guardians in their tracks. And, of course, the Rangers eliminated, but these teams want to play spoiler.
Well, you want to end on a high note.
Yeah.
You always want to end on a high note. And boy, I was following some things on Facebook. You just, nobody knows.
Yeah.
Has any idea where the Tigers are going to land? It's like so wide open as to where they're going to end up. Crazy.
So it looks like they're getting ready to stretcher this player off. So, yeah, it's still just, it's not looking good. I think it looks like they put a brace around his neck from what I can see. It's really hard to see even through my binoculars. A lot of trainers over there.
Well, you got a lot of khakis standing around him, too.
Again, scary injury here. A Marshall player down here in Mountie Nation. Score again, 18-8. Marshall over Northwest. 3:51 to go in the third. Northwest in the middle of a drive trying to get into the red zone here. But, it was tough to say what happened. Didn't see what
it was away from the
transpired.
Play.
Yeah, it was kind of behind the play.
Yeah.
And, once everybody cleared, he was just kind of laying flat on his back. Not a whole lot of movement. And trainer's still looking at him. We're going to step aside again, take another 60-second timeout. You've got Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, enjoy $1.99 pizza slices and grab a two-topping pizza for $13.99. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. It's Life Insurance Awareness Month, and at Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
The action continues. Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Midway through the third quarter of play here in Mountie Nation, Northwest trailing Marshall 18-8, 3:51 to go. But game screeching to a halt with, unfortunately, a very scary injury to a Marshall player. Again, was not able to get a jersey number, but man, this guy, he just was flat on his back and just has really not moved a whole lot since.
I feel like they're just waiting for medical personnel to arrive at this point.
Yeah,
they're not doing anything as far as putting a stretcher on him.
Yeah.
They are just around him, stabilizing him, keeping him from moving. And, yeah, I feel like that's kind
we're
of what we're waiting
having,
on is for some sort of emergency personnel to arrive here on scene at Mountie Nation.
We're going
to
have an ambulance inbound here. That's what we're waiting for. Of course, the nearby
because if he was going to get up, he would have been up by now. So they're keeping him still. They're just intentionally not mobilizing him.
Yeah, so just making sure that he's okay until emergency personnel arrives. So yeah, just really scary stuff. We're gonna go through some stats here.
We do have an out of town score.
Give it to me.
20-14 Tecumseh on top of J-High. GOC.
Greg O'Connor.
Sharing that one with
us. Thank you, sir. Chipping into the broadcast. So for Marshall, I mentioned at halftime, out-yarded Northwest 237-105. And out of halftime, Northwest got the first possession. It would have ended with a turnover on downs anyways. They went for it on fourth down, but ended in an interception. Marshall eventually doing nothing with that drive, three and out, in a drive that just got decimated by penalties. And then now here on the second Mountie drive of the half, started on their own 21-yard line, currently now on the Marshall 26-yard line. So a pretty impressive drive. Northwest seems like they're starting to figure things out with this Marshall defense, getting some nice runs up the middle and get some nice blocking.
You hear the sirens.
Yep. You can see it coming in now, but the ambulance here. But so Northwest, we will see once we resume if they're able to complete this drive. Of course, it's going to be really tough, you know, for both these teams. I know, you know, both these teams, everybody here in this establishment is going to be thinking about this young man.
Yes, everybody wants him safe. If you're Marshall and you're seeing this, you're concerned about your teammate. Everybody's concerned about him, but, I mean, there's a brotherhood on the football team, and it's going to affect the Marshall team a little bit more than it's going to affect the Northwest team. If you're Stafford Newsom, what you want to do is you just want to make sure that you have your guys keeping their head in the game. We can see them out there trying to stay loose. They're doing some high-stepping. They're doing some things to kind of make sure that they didn't cool off too much.
So, yeah, they've got an emergency vehicle. Not an ambulance, but an emergency vehicle out here from Blackman Township.
They've got something else in the parking lot, too.
It's like just a regular cop car. Just for escort, I think, so, once they bring it. So I think they're probably going to...
It's a Department of Public Safety out here in this area. So they're trained not only in law enforcement, but also in emergency response.
Yeah, so I think they might actually try to... We'll see if they try to get him in here, and then obviously with the police escort, get him out of here. Only so much speculation that we can do.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's all it is. That's all it is. We're just trying to figure out what's going on here and relay it to you the best that we can.
Again, a Marshall Red Hawk player down has been down for several minutes, and yeah, they're going to have to. They're obviously getting in some emergency personnel on the scene. Really scary situation here in Mountie Nation with this injury. Something you never want to see, of course, injuries in general, but you know, just something like this, man, it's just tough. Get some more score updates here. Detroit Tigers still 3-1 over the Boston Red Sox.
You know, they've had this scenario where they get on the board first. They get on the board early. Boy, I'm just very gun-shy with this Detroit Tigers team, especially in the latter innings when their bullpen starts to take over.
Yeah,
and that's when the Tigers have lost a lot of games. Has been in, you know, 7th, 8th, 9th inning.
Yeah, and the bullpen actually held up in the last game, which what I'm thinking as a whole team. Hopefully, this last game got them on the right path. Yeah, because they were getting some good hits.
So much of the season.
Yeah, they hit a couple home runs last night, and you know the pitching able to limit Cleveland to just one run, and. In this one, Casey Mize, he's still out there. 5 innings, just 1 run allowed. 7 strikeouts, no walks, 4 hits. So yeah. Mize, if he's good to keep going for a lot longer, he's only thrown 59 pitches in this one. So
okay.
If maybe the Tigers can get another, you know, 1-2 innings out of him, that'll definitely go a long way. And
I cringe every time they say Jack Flaherty's going to pitch.
He's
absolutely
actually
cringe.
Shockingly, he wasn't great in his last start, but I mean, he hasn't been as bad. Keyword:
we've been picking a lot of coconut chocolates with him on the mounds.
Yeah, if you listen to On the Docket weekdays at noon on our sister station, Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM, I like to joke that Jack Flaherty is a box of chocolates because you just never know what you're going to get when he's out on the mound. He's either brilliant and he only allows, like, you know, one run or a shutout, and then he'll either have a game where he, you know, goes three innings, allows eight runs. You know, you never know.
Right. Well, Forrest Gump always used that in, like, a positive connotation.
It's not a positive connotation with Jack Flaherty.
You know,
I
just had an epiphany.
You did?
For whenever we put together the Off the Docket podcast, whenever you have an observatate something, I'm making up words. Yeah.
Perfect material for
right.
the podcast,
yeah,
by the way.
That you can turn that into a connotation.
Might need some work on that one.
No, you don't like it?
Might need some work on that one. It's not, okay, it's not the worst thing I've ever heard. But.
Oh, come on. I thought that was a very sobering take.
Was it, though? I'm going to be second guessing that one. Better hope Dennis isn't listening right now.
I am getting called into Dennis's office Monday morning, aren't I? 10:05, I'm going to have a meeting scheduled.
You're going to have a meeting tomorrow before the Fall Festival Chili Classic, my friend. So, again, 3-1 Tigers, top of the sixth inning over the Boston Red Sox. Cleveland is still trailing 4-2 over the Texas Rangers, also in the sixth inning. So, go Tigers, go Rangers is what we're hoping for tonight.
Columbia Central 35, Addison Panthers 14. 2:48 to go in the third.
Detroit Hockey Red Wings preseason action.
Oh, they're in action tonight?
Yes. 2-1 win. Not win. They are winning 2-1 over the Pittsburgh Penguins. Both goals by John Leonard.
Boy, that was cool to get the Mazer call.
Yeah,
earlier this week. Yeah.
Yeah, first preseason goal for the Red Wings. Cool stuff. Mazer not playing tonight for Detroit. They do have their first look at goalie John Gibson in net, offseason acquisition from the Anaheim Ducks, probably their biggest acquisition that they made. Otherwise tonight, not really a lot of main rotation guys. You got Jonathan Berggren, you got JT Compher out there, Lasse Gustafsson, Hall, Soderblom out there. So a couple guys. Dominic Schein had some time with the team last year. You got the first round pick this past offseason, Carter Bear out there. So a couple guys.
Yeah.
Again, if you're just now tuning in, we're at the home of the Mounties, Northwest Football, trailing 18-8 to Marshall, 3:51 to go in the third quarter, but an extended injury timeout, unfortunately, with a Marshall player down. Went down and just really have not seen a whole lot of movement. And now there's the ambulance coming in here from Van Horn. That's what we were waiting for. So, yeah, just unfortunate. You really hope this kid's okay. Always scary stuff when they need to stop a game and bring an ambulance in. But yeah, just really got it. Yeah. Really hope for the best.
Yeah, they've got Blackman Township, Blackman Leone Township Department of Public Safety actually on the track. And they're going to bring this ambulance probably right onto the field.
They're not afraid to drive out. I mean, it's a turf field, so I mean, it's not going to do too much damage. So we're going to do another timeout here, another 60-second timeout. Ambulance here for a injured Marshall Redhawk football player here in our K105.3 Football Frenzy. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
It's that time of year. You're freezing in the morning, but having a heat stroke by the afternoon. Beat the heat during the day and stay cozy during the chilly night with Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana authorized dealer. Aspen provides fast, reliable repair services to get your heating and cooling back up and running. And consider a new high-efficiency Amana system to reduce those energy bills. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
Is your driveway or parking lot looking worn out and dingy, littered with cracks and potholes? Spruce it up with Wolverine Seal Coating and give your home or business the curb appeal it deserves. And while you're at it, extend the life of your driveway or parking lot by protecting it from the elements. Fresh seal coating and patch filling will save you thousands in the long run compared to a full replacement. For seal coating done right, contact Wolverine Seal Coating for your free estimate. WolverineSealCoating.com.
Football Frenzy returns on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
So the ambulance has arrived here at Northwest, and they're bringing the stretcher out onto the field for the injured Marshall football player. Again, has been down for an extended time.
And we don't have a name. We couldn't catch the number. The jersey's been cut off, along with some of the equipment that he was wearing.
Yeah, even the pads they had to cut off.
Yeah,
it's not looking good.
And we're not seeing movement.
Yeah,
we're just not.
Yeah, and again, it was just really hard to see a number, to see who it was, but like, I mean, I have a guess at the number, but I don't want to speculate too much in case I get that wrong. I don't want to, you know, freak any family members out who may be listening to the broadcast. But yeah, injured Marshall player, getting him stretchered off the field. Unfortunately, it's going to be, looks like they changed the clock. I think it was about 3:50 something left in the third quarter. They have 3 minutes on the clock now. 18-8, Marshall over Northwest, but Northwest second and 8 from the 26-yard line once play resumes.
Columbia Central, 42. Addison, 14. With 2:37 in the third.
They've been picking up some wins.
Yeah.
Lately, so I think this will, trying to get their second win, if I'm not mistaken. If not their third win. I think they were 1-3.
I don't have my Cascades pocket calendar on.
Make those?
No, they don't.
For yourself.
They don't.
It's an imaginary TMWD edition.
Why, it's kind of funny. The only pocket schedules I see anymore are the ones that the Detroit Tigers send over to us.
We occasionally get some Red Wings ones I've seen.
And
so.
The University of Michigan football schedules that Randy Glick drops off for us.
So, but yeah, Columbia, again, that's the team that we're seeing next week. They'll be at home against Vandercook Lake, who off to a 3-1 start.
Wow.
I mean, haven't had the strongest schedule, but, I mean, good to see with the Vandercook Lake after they didn't even have a team a few years ago.
Well, gosh, last year when we covered them, I mean, we kept saying, boy, there's a good foundation here. We got to see
a couple pieces,
a very young team,
yeah.
But man, they had some good things. I'm not surprised, even though we looked at their schedule. It's a weaker schedule. It happens. But they had some really good things to look forward to.
Yeah, definitely trying to turn that program around. As you can hear the clapping there, as they do have the Marshall player on the stretcher and being wheeled off. So, again, really hope this kid's okay. Definitely scary stuff to see, you know, an extended injury on the ground, not a whole lot of movement. So,
first play of the fourth quarter, Tecumseh scores on an interception return. Tecumseh 27, Jackson 14.
Ooh, yeah, that's going to be it'll be tough for Jay High, off to a rough start in their first half of their season.
Now, both these teams are going to take some time, since it was a long stoppage. Both these teams are going to take some time to warm back up again.
Yeah, after that extended time. So, yeah, that's what the 3 minutes was on the clock for. So it's going to be a 3-minute warm-up. So that's ticking. We're going to take a 2-minute break as both teams get warmed up, and we'll be back in a moment. Third quarter resuming next on K105.3.
We are the Neighbors, and every Friday night after the big game, things are happening at the Neighbors. It's more than just great drinks and good vibes. It's a social experiment. Who you'll meet, what you'll discover, there's only one way to find out. The kitchen is closed, so bring your own and enjoy great spirits at the Neighbors. Join us at 6060 Clinton Road, just north of Jackson. Bring your crew or fly solo. Just don't miss it. Thank God for the Neighbors.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $3,500. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
WKHM-FM, WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Set to resume play here in the third quarter. Again, really hope that that Marshall player is going to be okay. Needed to get an ambulance in here after an extended time.
Well, the ambulance is still here. They're just taking their time, I'm sure, in there, stabilizing before they move it. But the ambulance is still here off the field, so... We've got the ball placed. Yep. We got the teams warmed up. It feels like we're going to get things rolling again here.
So they took a couple minutes for both teams to get warmed back up. So we're ready to resume football coverage on K105.3, brought to you by AeroQuip Credit Union, Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau, Jenkins Insurance Agency, Trips Collision, and Industrial Steel Treating. So Northwest in the middle of a pretty good drive, trying to cut the deficit back to within one possession. Currently a second down and 8 from the 26-yard line. On the right hash mark, one receiver wide to the right, two backs behind Krishner. Going to get a quick handoff up the middle, get some decent yardage, third and manageable around the 21.
So a couple things. I'm with the momentum just stopped. When you had a little something cooking for Northwest, I'm curious as to how they're going to respond. Because it's hard. Once you lose that momentum, it's hard to get that train rolling again. Marshall, you know, knowing that they've got one in their brotherhood down right now, how are they going to respond? The dynamics of this game could change moving forward.
We'll see. Third and 4 from the Marshall 21-yard line, 3:10 and counting in the third quarter. Northwest so far just 2 of 5 on third down in this one, and it's going to be a whistle blown. Coach Newsom having a quick chat with the official in the secondary. Looks like they're going to pause really quick as the ambulance gets out here, especially with those bright lights on it.
Yeah, they got to do
an Austin Powers 16-point turn.
Yeah. That's what it is.
And turning. Look at that radius. All right, he's getting out of here. And we resume. Got a handoff quick up the middle and in for the first down, down at around the 15-yard line. That was Avery Anspaugh on the carry.
Colin Steely getting the stop on that one, but it looks like Northwest, they kind of figured out some of the chinks in the armor on this Marshall D. Not getting huge chunks, But just getting what they need each time to keep moving the sticks. Chewing out some clock and moving the sticks.
Dinking and dunking their way up the field.
I like that.
In the red zone now. Northwest first and 10 from the Marshall 16-yard line between the sticks. 2:23 and counting in this third quarter, trailing by 10. Christner airs to the end zone. Caught! Touchdown, Mounties! Roe the Doe catches one to bring it within one score.
You soften it up with that run game. With that run game, they did. They faked it right off of that B gap, and everybody bit, gave them enough time to get some separation. Wide open in the end zone. And we've seen he's been able to drop it on a dime, and he did that time.
15 yards, two touchdown passes for Gabe Christner. And that makes it 18-14. Extra kick pending.
Really?
West going for the 1 point. Extra kick is up. Might have been blocked, but it splits the uprights anyways. And Northwest comes to within a field goal, 18-15. Trailing by 3 to Marshall, 2:17 left in this one. Back in 30 seconds, you've got Kimono 5.3 Football Frenzy.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
WKHM-FM, WKHM-FM and HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Touchdown pass from Gabe Christner to Roe Dedoe in the end zone for 15 yards as the Mounties pulled to within 3, 18-15, trailing Marshall here in Mountie Nation with 2:17 left in this one as it's a little bit of a short kick fielded at around the 31-yard line by Hayden Woods.
Well, he was able to get underneath it and just, you know, corralled it in and went down to the turf with it. Now, last time Northwest did that, they almost got possession over on the other side of the field. So a little bit more of a heads-up play for the Redhawks on that kickoff.
This is the second drive of the half for Marshall. They scored on their first three drives of the game, but unsuccessful on the two-point attempt on all three. And then in their first drive coming out of halftime, held to a three and out, marred by penalties.
Oh, first, a lot of penalties.
Yeah, first and 10 from the 31. Quick handoff to Olapade, and he's got a big gain on the far sideline up to past the 50. Still going as several Mounties required to bring him down, as always. Big first down.
Well, he had the first down before anybody in a black jersey was close to him. He was just able to use his speed and had a legion of blockers and able to get out in front of and pass the defense.
24-yard gain. He's now got 192 rushing yards himself on 16 wow. carries. First and 10 for Marshall on the Northwest 45-yard line, and that's going to be a sack. Northwest able to break through. Fake what? Handoff for Wado, but had no time to do anything.
Yeah, they tried to fake the handoff on that one, and nobody bit. And, you know, they just had that big gainer. Now they've got a loss. Not much of a loss.
About a
loss
yard.
By a yard.
Second down and 11 for Marshall, leading by 3. With a 1:20 to go in the third quarter, going from right to left on your radio dial. 3 left, 1 right for receivers. Wado takes it, keeps it, sweeping towards the near sideline at the 40. 35 runs out of bounds. Looks like just short of the first down. Should be 3rd and 1.
Chased out of bounds by number 7, Jonathan Osterberg. Making sure that he gets out of bounds. But, yeah, just a little shy of that first down marker. Oh, maybe if it ran the other side, he'd see it. He'd be able to jump for it, but just a little short.
Marshall is 2 of 4 on third down tonight. third and one from the Mountie 36-yard line left hash mark. Wado, the snap, quick handoff to the right, and he's going to be in for the first down and then some, sweeping on the far side out at around the 24. Another impressive run for Akin Olapade.
You know, you want a well-balanced offense, and you want to be able to get the ball in other people's hands, but, I mean, I just feel like if you just give it to him every time, you're going to get that.
Yeah,
you're going to get that every time.
204 rushing yards on 17 carries for this kid, with a touchdown. 43 seconds and counting in this third quarter. Marshall by three, knocking on the door of the red zone. Wado, a keeper, 20, 15, 10. He's going to be met, breaks a tackle down inside the five.
That's just a matter of not wrapping up and bringing him down. That was half a dozen attempts at an arm tackle before you're able to bring him down.
That's a gain of 20 on the ground.
Wow.
First and goal from the 4-yard line, 15 seconds and counting in the third quarter. Marshall trying to make it a two-possession game again. Wado, the snap, sweeping on the far side. He has room, and he sneaks in on the far sideline.
Flag.
Hold the phone. There is a penalty marker on the play. As time stops at 5 seconds.
Well, if you play the odds, you know, Marshall's had way more flags than Northwest.
Looking like it might be another holding.
Oh, boy, that came in so late if that's holding. That was that came in after the score had happened, if that's holding. And way away from where the action was.
It was a holding.
Wow.
Yeah, as you mentioned, that was a...
I mean, he'd already scored. He'd already passed the pylon, and it was over here. I mean, it was like right in the middle of the field where that flag came in at.
Yeah, that was really...
That,
yeah, that's crazy.
Well, it's a penalty that didn't need to happen, and well, Marshall has 6 points taken off the board.
Quarter.
Oh, I forgot to turn the microphone off before he blew that whistle. That was
extra loud. So they're just going to let the time slip out. Marshall's pushed back to their 12-yard line on the hold, but the third quarter comes to an end. Marshall leads 18-15 over Northwest, back in 60 seconds on K105.3.
Attention students and parents. Thinking about college or career plans but don't know where to start? The College and Career Access Center is here to help for free. From college applications and scholarships to career exploration and job prep, they've got you covered. Stop by their center in the Jackson Crossing Mall or give them a call at 517-990-0671 to schedule an appointment. They're open Monday through Thursday from 11 to 6 and Friday through Saturday from 12 to 5. CCAC. Come start your future.
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
Football Frenzy. Back to the field on K105.3.
First and goal from the 12-yard line for Marshall after the penalty. Start of the fourth quarter. Connor Dockery, Mark W. Daly, Olapade gets it on the far sideline. He is tripped up at the ankles down at the 5-yard line.
But, yeah, he was able to get some, more than half of what they needed on that. He's got the strength. He's got the speed. One thing we haven't talked about, he's got a stiff arm, too.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's knocking players down with that stiff arm.
Lethal stiff arm. Just so strong, and he's incredible. 7 seconds into the fourth and final quarter. Marshall leads by three, but looking to add more here over Northwest. Quarterback keeper Wado has it on the near side, and this time he sneaks in. No penalties this time. Touchdown, Marshall.
Well, he goes to hand it off to big number three. Everybody crashes down on that one, so he just keeps it, bounces it outside, and walks right on in, untouched.
And just like Olapade does, Marshall able to keep Northwest at arm's length.
Mm-hmm.
unsportsmanlike conduct against Marshall. So this will be after the score. So this will make it a tougher two-point conversion. So the score is 24-15. And, again, the first three Marshall touchdowns, not able to capitalize on the 2 points. So we will see. Boy, these officials, they keep forgetting to shut the microphone off. They keep talking to each other.
Well, all right, so I'm going to go back to Northwest and their last possession or their last score, and instead of going for two, they kick it and get the one.
Yep.
Let's just assume now after that unsportsmanlike, they're going to be pushed back too much and they're not going to be able to make this two-point conversion. They have been great at making two-point conversions all night.
They brought it back to the three.
Wow. No, they got to step it off. They haven't stepped it off
yet. Get a more accurate.
Wait, what?
They just moved it to the left hash.
Oh, they do it on the kickoff then.
Okay. All right. Yep, so they'll do it on the kickoff, it looks like. So I don't know, there's going to be a timeout for Marshall.
Okay.
I don't know what to do.
Well, they haven't converted on a two-point conversion yet. So now, so you're looking at 9 points now as opposed to what you could be looking at, eight, if they don't make this two-point conversion.
So timeout, we're going to keep it right here. Detroit Tigers still 3-1 over the Red Sox in the bottom of the seventh inning.
How are those Guardians doing?
Cleveland Guardians, good news for the Tigers. Texas Rangers in front 7-2 over Cleveland. So...
Boy, I like those Rangers.
Go Tigers.
I'm a Rangers fan. I'm a Rangers fan tonight.
Tigers fans are also Texas Rangers fans for this weekend, trying to play some spoiler. And again, if the Tigers win tonight, Cleveland loses, the Tigers will regain first place by a game in the American League Central. So the timeout is over. Two-point conversion attempt for the Marshall Redhawks. Takes the snap. Waito fakes the handoff. Now flips it on the near side into the end zone and in for the two-point conversion. Threw off the Mounties. That's Zach Hudson getting into the end zone.
Feels like a little trickeration on that one.
It's an 11-point lead, 26-15. Marshall over Northwest, 11:47 to go in the ball game. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle all leaks, ensuring your home stays good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Football Frenzy returns on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
After the 5-yard Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning touchdown run from the quarterback Matthew Waito and the successful 2-point conversion attempt, the Marshall Redhawks lead 26-15 over the Northwest Mounties just 13 seconds into quarter number four.
We're seeing good football tonight. You know,
we're seeing good.
It's a good competitive game. It's been a lot of fun to be out here at Mountie Nation.
And a breath of fresh air, might I add.
Yeah.
A lot of blowouts on K105.3 Football Frenzy as this one's kicked off a little bit more traditionally. Fielded around the 32. And, that looked like a face mask brought down kind of interestingly. Right there, just kind of spun around.
Yeah, he had some of the black jerseys asking for that flag to come out. That looked like that hurt.
Yeah, he just kind of,
Brandon Benton on the tackle for Marshall.
So no penalty, and Northwest will take over from their own 44. Their third drive of the half, they were intercepted, was going to be a turnover on downs anyways on the first drive. Second drive of the half, the last drive, they went on that long drive down the field for 79 yards and scored to bring it to within three. Marshall answers. First and 10, going to hand off on the near side and run past the 50-yard line. Good chunk play on first down for Avery Anspaugh.
Number 22. for Marshall. Getting in there, making the stop. That would be Kai Saunders once again. Had to kind of catch up from him from behind and just kind of leapt on him to bring him down.
Gain of six. It's second down and four. Quick handoff up in the middle once again, and it's going to be third down and short for the Mounties. Anspaugh again on the carry.
Kenny Lincoln. Oh, my God. Kenny got the tackle, but prevented the first down. So we're looking at third and short.
Down at the 47-yard line. Got 3 yards there for number three on the Mounties. Third and one from the Marshall 47 left hash mark. Takes the snap, going to hand off to the right, and Dedeau is in for the first down. It looked like they were lining up for the tush push. Gilmore on the outside edge there, and in for the first down.
Able to get the sticks moved, and very reminiscent of what we saw last time these Mounties had the ball. Just, you know, not getting a whole lot at one time, just getting enough here and there to keep the sticks moving.
10-24 and counting in quarter number four. Northwest trailing by 11. They're going to need several scores and some defensive stops to try to pull in front here. Christner under center, first and 10 from the 44. Fakes the handoff, looking the air, throw deep near the near sideline, and caught at the 25-yard line, turns and runs, and he breaks the tackle, 15-10-5, touchdown, Mounties!
Threw that into double coverage and just ran away from the defenders. They're trying to latch on. They just couldn't get the handle on them. Mountie Nation hangs six on the board again, just keeping this a competitive game. Not letting themselves be kicked down, not letting themselves be kicked out of this game.
And that's the freshman again, Roe Dedeau, 74 yards on four catches with two touchdown receptions. And the Mounties hang another six on the board, trailing by five prior to the PAT. Looks like another little swing and gate action here. Could be for two, could be for one. Going to be a snap and a pitch forward into the end zone, and that's caught for the touchdown. Unbelievable play. That wasn't even from Christner throwing it. That was in the end zone for Miller. I believe that was.
I couldn't even see what happened. I couldn't tell what happened. We do have a Mountie player injured. They tried to walk off the field. Lid is off. I can't see who that is.
Yeah, but regardless, impressive play for the Mounties, and they pull back to within 3 points with 10 minutes to go in this ball game. We're going to keep it right here between scores. Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning touchdown, 44 yards in the air for Christner to Roe Dedeau.
Wow, we've got a game.
We've got a game here on these airwaves. Northwest, again, it was a little tough in the first half to try to get some offense working, but they're starting to figure things out here in the second half. They're figuring out this Marshall defense.
It took them a hot minute, but they dialed it in. Now, I mean, the task is tall for this Mountie defense. They got to get a stop. You got to get a stop here. And your offense isn't moving all that fast. I mean, they've shown here and there they can get some big strikes, but mostly this is an offense that is designed to stay on the ground and is designed to chew up some clock. So you got to get a stop here on this possession.
Northwest kicking this one away. A little bit of a flat kick to the other 40-yard line. It's going to be grabbed directly by a Marshall Redhawk, Hayden Woods, and that's where Marshall will start their third drive of half number two.
Yeah, we've got units. One coming off, another one going in. And this Mountie defense, boy, they feel like they're really spread out right now. They're not lining up on the ball. They're kind of all over the place. Kind of hiding what kind of look they're going to show. You only have one person up on the line right now. We're just waiting for the other ones to get there.
It's first and 10 for Marshall from their own 41-yard line. 10 minutes left in this one, leading over Northwest by 3 points in the fourth quarter. Three receivers right, one to the left. Quick handoff for Olapade. Sweeping on the near sideline. Big gain again. 45-40, 35-30. Forced out of bounds. And, boy, this guy can just go off for a big play at any time.
He can. He can. Well, they only had three on the line, and then they brought one other rusher. So they've only put four in the box on that one. It's almost like they were just trying to prevent it from breaking away and being a huge gainer by not putting a whole lot of people up on that line.
Just a casual 29-yard gain for Olapade. Now up to 240 on the ground on 19 carries. First and 10 from the 30. Marshall on northwest side, and Olapade, this time he's met early and brought down for perhaps a loss of a yard.
Oh, we got an official down, too. Yeah, he just ran into the line. Somehow an official got knocked down.
Looks like he's okay, though. Still say no gain.
Evan Burley on the tackle for the Mounties.
That's the first time that Northwest stopped him for no gain.
Interesting. Yeah, they're not stacking the box hardly at all.
No. Second and 10. Waito looking in the air, airing into the end zone, and deflected away, nearly picked off. Great defense in the end zone. That looks like Jonathan Osterberg, the sophomore.
Now, it looks like this Mountie defense has implemented a spy. They've got one of their linebackers who's just kind of shadowing whichever way number three is going. That's what it looked like on that play. Well, they got a little bit more people up on the line this time.
Clock
Watch
stopped.
The linebackers, and they're going to shadow three.
Clock stopped at 9:07, third and 10. Olapade gets the ball. He's snagged, and this time he's swarmed by the Mounties. Brought down for a gain of four, and it's fourth down. They'll say five.
That was number 11, Dontez Eubanks, right there on the stop. Where does he line up on this Mountie? Yeah, he's one of their linebackers.
8:35 and counting in the fourth. Northwest trailing by three, looking for a big defensive stop. Fourth and five on the Northwest 25-yard line with Marshall going for the first down here. Trying to get the line off guard. Northwest's defense doesn't budge. Takes the snap. Waito looking in the air. He's going to take it on the ground. Slings it forward. Incomplete. A little bit indecisive. And Northwest takes over.
So they've been starting. Not only are they spying number three, they're bringing linebackers, an extra linebacker, on a blitz right off of the edge. So they're pinching it from the outside in and bringing and basically trying to contain number three whichever way he goes. So they got a spy on three. They're bringing heat in from the outside. They're really putting the screws down on Marshall on defense that time.
Northwest looking for their first lead of the night, trailing 26-23 to Marshall. 8:09 to go in this one. Northwest scoring a touchdown on their last two drives. Starting from the 25-yard line, quick handoff up the middle. Going to be met immediately by the Redhawks. Only going to be about 2 yards that time.
Yeah, you're lucky if you got a little bit of a gain there. Just kind of ran to the pile and moved it just a little bit. But, all right, so you're Northwest under 8 minutes to go. You got a lot of field to go. You're just going to chew up as much of that clock as you can and not leave them any time.
Tonight's coverage brought to you by Air Equip Credit Union, The Neighbors, Clothing Carousel, Summit Orthodontics, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, and College and Career Access Center. 7:33 and counting. Second down and eight from the Mounting 27. Takes the snap, handoff to the right-hand side, able to get the edge, in for the first down, forced out of bounds out around the 36.
So that box was completely loaded with white jerseys. They didn't have anybody back. They didn't have anybody on the side. They were expecting that to go right up the gut. And Northwest kind of made that look, then bounced it out, got around the D, got the extra yards, got the first down, moved the sticks. Watch how Marshall lines up here. They're going to put everybody up on the line.
Big gain there on the ground, 9 yards for the freshman, Rodadeau. Again, freshman on some of these bigger schools, you got to be a heck of a football player to crack a varsity lineup as a freshman.
Look how crowded that is. Look at that.
He's been impressive. First and 10 from the 36. Fakes the handoff. Christner throw deep on the near sideline. It's high, and it's caught with multiple penalty markers down. Dadeau hauling it in. This is probably going to be pass interference to be declined, if I were to guess.
That play action fake, those linebackers are playing so tight anyway. That play action fake is making everybody bite. So you just end up with a one-on-one out here by the 40-yard line. They're going to confab on it, but that was PI all the way.
Yeah, and that's, you saw the signal by the official already, so that is going to be pass interference declined.
Yeah, you decline it because, yeah.
Big first down play.
Stayed in bounds. He should have some, you know, once they get this thing set, you'll have, well, the clock's running. Clock's running still.
22 yards. In the air. Boy, this kid making plays on the ground, making plays in the air. 96 yards on 5 catches with 2 touchdowns.
You realize how big of a jump that is from 8th grade to varsity? That's huge.
And he's making plays all over the place. First and 10 from the Marshall 38. Handoff up the middle. Able to get a big chunk near the first down at the 30.
Yeah, that's going to be a little short. And that was, my gosh, half of the white jerseys on the field right now in on the stop on that one. Just swarming defense, but that pile moved. Not a generous spot. They're giving them 7 on this.
And that's the freshman again on the ground.
Wow.
For another 7 yards.
Wow.
87 yards.
Newsom said they had something special in that kid.
And he was not lying. 5:48 and counting in this one. Northwest trailing by 3, but marching down the field to try to take their first lead of the night. Christner, the snap, handoff again to the kid, and he is going to be pulled down for a loss of maybe a yard.
Number 50 making the stop for this Marshall squad, Ben Fitzpatrick. Able to get in the backfield and pull him down. Well, it ended up not being a loss. They didn't move it back at all. We're still at about the same spot.
3rd and 3. From the Marshall 31-yard line, left hash mark.
Well, Northwest has got 2 downs to make this.
Absolutely. And with their running abilities in this one, got a good chance. Christner on her center, 2 back behind him. Receiver to the left, handoff up the middle, and diving forward for the first down. Able to get it that time, Avery Anspa.
This is just exciting football. Kind of an old school feel to it, too. You just keep it on the ground, control it. They're starting to dominate the line of scrimmage and just keep it moving forward. Chewing up that clock. Boy, we've got
4:40 left.
Crazy.
I must say, this is the 3rd time in the last 2 seasons we've been here at the home of the Mounties. We've had some fun football all 3 times.
We have.
1st and 10 for Northwest on the Marshall 28-yard line, left hash mark. Christner takes the snap, handoff on the middle, and able to break through for a big gain down to the 15.
That is number 22 for Marshall. Was able to wrap him up, make the stop. Kai Saunders.
That's
so now you're 1st and goal for Mounties with 4 minutes to go.
Close. 1st and 10 from the 15.
Oh, I'm sorry. 1st and 10 from the 15. Boy, you know, it's almost like you don't. I mean, obviously you want to score, but how quickly do you want to score, you know?
Yeah, I think they just want to score, take the lead. 1st and 10 from the 15, 13 yards that time from Jeffrey Miller. Northwest, the snap, quick handoff. Redhawks get to him quickly, but he's still able to pick up 3 to 4 yards on the ground. That time for Jeffrey Miller again.
Yeah, just kind of ran that up off of the B gap there. And got yourself some good positive yards. And just letting that clock tick. 3 and a half. Wow.
Able to get 3 yards that time. 2nd and 7 from the Marshall 12 here in the red zone. 3:10 and counting. Northwest trailing by three, knocking on the door.
Yeah, I wouldn't snap that until you're under 10 seconds.
This crowd really starting to get this energy going. Hand off Miller on the left-hand side. He's got room, and he's going to be brought down inside the five for at least the first down.
Able to move the sticks on that one. Actually, it's just going to be one stick left standing. Letting it be first and goal here inside the five.
We'll put it right at the five for 7 yards on the ground for Miller. 49 yards on 11 carries.
And that clock still ticking.
Slipping away, 2:35 and counting with Northwest trailing 26-23, but if they can get into the end zone, they're in front. Looking for their first lead of the night.
They need to take off more time. They need to be a little bit slower on their plays.
We'll see what happens. Christner under center, three back behind him. Gets the handoff to Jeffrey Miller, charging forward, and he is going to be brought down at around the two. He's short.
Again, right into their sea of white jerseys.
Right at the two-yard line. 52 yards and 12 carries for Jeffrey Miller. And there's more time slipping off the clock. Buck 49 and counting to go in the fourth quarter between these two teams. Boy, what a fun football game.
Yeah, they're slowing down their pace just a little bit. It's such a balance you have to do because you don't want to lose momentum, but you got to chew up that clock.
Second and goal from the two for Northwest. Christner under center takes the snap. Quick handoff up the middle for Avery Anspaugh. Does he break the plane? Officials coming in closer. Marshall saying no. Marshall saying potentially a picked up fumble. I'm not sure if that one came loose. And it looks like he's short. Down third, to the one-yard line.
Third and goal from the one. So what they did there is they handed it off, and then the back that was behind him ended up kind of like a makeshift tush-push. Just giving him the little extra oomph from the backside, trying to push him into the end zone.
And now a timeout for Northwest. We're going to keep it right here. 56 seconds left in this one. Northwest third and goal from the one-yard line. Trying to punch it in to take their first lead. Marshall, their defense, they're looking to pull a Detroit Lions against the Baltimore Ravens on Monday Night Football.
Wow. Well, like you said, you got a yard to go, under a minute left. Yeah, I was a little concerned there for a little bit for this Mountie team because it looked like they were moving too fast. They got inside that five. They slowed down the pace a lot and just have ticked off a lot of time on this.
And, boy, what a game for Northwest. They trailed 12-0 in the first half, came to within 12-8. Marshall finished with an 18-8 halftime lead. Northwest crept in a little bit closer, 18-15. Both teams scoring a touchdown here in the fourth quarter. And just like that, Northwest down to within three, but a chance right here. Third and one.
Mountie Nation coming alive. Listen to this capacity crowd.
Tush, push, dive forward. Did they get it? The lights were already going as if he did. Northwest saying he made it. No signal yet from the official. He did not make it. Fourth and goal from the one.
Man, it does not get any more intense than this.
The game for Northwest comes down to this right here. 44 seconds and counting. We'll see if they take another timeout. They actually don't have... They have... It says they have all three of their timeouts.
This is it. This is the game.
I'm not sure if that's right, but yeah,
this is the game right here. You don't need to use it because it doesn't matter if you don't get it.
Yeah.
The game right here, right now.
And Northwest looks like they're going to take a timeout. They're going to take a timeout right here.
I'd let that play clock go all the way down to one before you call it.
And 2 seconds left. They're going to call it, leaving 13 seconds on the clock. And as you mentioned, it comes down to this. We're going to stay right here. 26-23, Marshall over Northwest. Northwest fourth and goal from the one-yard line. That's a real short one.
What do you do if you're Stafford Newsom? Do you tush-push it in? Look like it's going to be? Because they did that before, too. They made it look like it, and then they bounced it out, got a gazillion yards.
And they just tried.
You're sticking with your bread and butter. You're keeping it on the ground. Just which way is it going to go?
You don't want to pull a Seattle Seahawks in the Super Bowl with a pass right here. And
wow.
You don't want to do that. So, Northwest, wow, it comes right down to this. If Marshall gets the stop, this game is over, essentially. I mean, they still have to get it away from the end zone. They can't kneel it away.
Right.
If they were to get the stop. So, here we go, Northwest. Fourth and goal from the one. 13 seconds left, trailing by three. Lining up as if the tush push. And the play stops momentarily before they line up. The officials in there, in the middle. Not sure why we're stopping here.
Don't know.
Yeah, he's having a chat with both teams, mostly on Marshall's side.
Yeah. So they don't inadvertently have the microphone on now.
Yeah. So here we go. Fourth and one. The snap. Pitch out to the near side. Able to sneak in. Touchdown, Mounties. Jeffrey Miller gives Northwest the first lead of the night.
And they did it. They lined up like they were going to go up the gut, like they were going to push it in. All of a sudden, you've got three people just running as fast as they could towards the pylon, and they get in. First lead of the night with 9 seconds to go.
29-26.
Wow.
Northwest with the extra point attempt here. We'll see if they go for two, go for one.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness, TMWD.
Wow.
Boy,
we were due for a nail biter.
Yeah.
All the blowouts we've sat through so far this year, we deserve this, Connor Dockery.
We do. Yes, we do, my friend. And there's going to be a timeout from Northwest before their extra point attempt.
Two points don't do you any good here. Just go for the one. It doesn't matter. You're three up.
My, oh, my. Northwest, a late touchdown. 1 yard touchdown. Aspen, 1 hour heating and air conditioning touchdown for Jeffrey Miller gives Northwest their first lead. And again, they were lined up as if tush push, but threw Marshall off on a fourth and goal. And that was it. That was it for the game. Still 9 seconds left. So still got to go for the extra point here. And then the kickoff. So, but boy, excellent turn of events for the Mounties. And here they go, lining up. They just used their last timeout, and they're doing the whole swing and gate thing. No, they're going to line up traditionally. They're going to do the extra kick for Lucas Rattel. Extra kick is up, and it's good.
Wow.
So we're going to take our timeout. Mounties on top, 30-26, 9 seconds left, back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
At County National Bank, we believe in the power of personalized service. Whether you're saving for a rainy day or planning a major purchase, we offer a range of deposit accounts and loans tailored to your needs. Our dedicated retail banking team is committed to providing exceptional service, helping you navigate your financial journey with confidence. With convenient in-person branch locations and digital banking options, managing your finances at CNB has never been simpler.
Football Frenzy is back on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Mounties come through. Drive down the field, down to the 1 yard line, fourth and goal from the one. Jeffrey Miller punches it in. Extra kick is good. 30-26 lead for Northwest.
This game's not over because number three has shown he can go wherever he wants on this field.
Gotta watch him.
You gotta watch him.
9 seconds left. Kickoff for Northwest, more of a traditional kickoff. down at the 10-yard line, and Marshall's just going to down it immediately. Marshall's going to try to go 90 yards down the field in 8 seconds.
That was actually a really smart play. I mean, you probably get, what, 10, 15 yards? You still got a lot of green you got to make up in a short time. So with that, 8 seconds, probably going to air it out. Give yourself a couple plays here.
They probably, I would say, have one play to try to get maybe to midfield, get out of bounds.
Unless you're just going to hand it off to number three.
And see what he can do with just, it, yeah.
Because he's had some 250 yards, we're in that area.
Akin Olapade, 245 wow. rushing yards on 21 carries.
Yeah.
So he's got the potential. But Wado is in the gun all alone back there. Timeout.
Newsom calling a timeout, yeah.
Yep.
Well, you saw what they did. Northwest had their safety all the way back here on the logo.
Oh, yeah.
They're in
prevent mode right here.
Prevent as prevent can be. They probably wanted to see which way they were going to line up, look where number three was, and just readjust a little bit from there.
So, again, 8 seconds left. Northwest in front, 30-26 over Marshall. Marshall has the ball at their own 10-yard line, trying to go the length, nearly the full length of the field, 90 yards.
Wow.
To try to score and regain the lead back. But Northwest in front for the first time on Jeffrey Miller's touchdown a few moments ago.
Man, what a win this would be.
Northwest looking for win number two. Here in week five, boy, do they need it.
You don't have anybody online. Look
so
at that.
Here we go. Here's the snap. Wado looking downfield, throw up the middle. Intercepted to end the game. Northwest 20-15-10 brought out of bounds. A game-clinching interception.
Wow.
Keith Edward.
Oh,
zeros
man.
On the clock.
No time left.
And it's over. Northwest wins over Marshall in a thriller, 30-26 the final.
That ball was up in the air for quite some time. He wasn't really getting any pressure. He was just trying to get as much green under it as he could. So it was up in the air for a long time. Northwest is able to get underneath it, get the interception, and just run it out until the clock struck zero. Wow, what a finish. What a game.
Unbelievable game. And as we've been saying, we have been due for a game like this on Football Frenzy this season. Amongst all of the blowouts, Northwest wins in an absolute thriller. So, first quarter, Marshall led 6-0. Second quarter, Marshall ended up leading 12-0. Northwest getting 8 on the board. Marshall gets another 6 back, leading 18-8 at halftime. Third quarter, Northwest coming out with an interception. And then Marshall has to go 3-and-out on penalties. Northwest comes back. They score, bring it to within 3. Marshall gets those points back going into the fourth. Northwest scores another touchdown. As Marshall again, at that time, led by 9. Northwest pulls it within 3. Get a turnover on downs defensively. And then Northwest able to go all the way down to the 1-yard line. Touchdown, Jeffrey Miller. And then able to get that stop at the end with the interception by Keith Edward. 30-26 win, Northwest 2-3 on the season. Marshall drops to 2-3. A lot to unpack here.
I'm just trying to catch my breath on that one. Yeah, in the second half, it was Northwest just kind of figured out what they needed to do against that Marshall defense. Kind of late in the game, figured out what to do against that Marshall offense. It's just like everything finally came together in the fourth quarter for Northwest, and they're able to plug that Marshall offense, and they're able to just chew up the clock and score when they had when they needed to on offense. Just a great way to finish this game for Northwest.
And an inverse of the half. So Marshall started off. They scored a touchdown on their first three drives. Northwest scored a touchdown on their final three drives in this one. And, of course, the game-clinching interception after that. Let's get some stats here. So Gabe Christner, the quarterback, 9 of 13 passing for 144 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions. And the freshman, Ro Dedeaux, on the ground, 87 yards on 14 carries, 96 yards and two touchdowns on five catches. Meanwhile, Jeffrey Miller with 33 yards and a rushing touchdown for the Mounties. Meanwhile, on the other side, Marshall, Gabe, excuse me, Akeem Olapade, 245 yards on 11 carries and a touchdown. Meanwhile, the quarterback, Matthew Wado, 77 yards on 10 carries and three touchdowns, and he was able to complete 5 of 11 passes for 41 yards. Wow, Mark W. Daly. We have any other final scores?
Tigers. Tied up.
Oh, boy.
Tied up. Tied up in the ninth at three apiece right now.
Top or bottom? Bottom of the ninth.
Oh.
So let's look at the Guardians really quick. The Guardians.
7-2.
Still 7-2, bottom of the ninth. So
the Tigers
can find a way to pull it out and win.
It's enough to drive you to drink.
We have, yeah, we have no scoring updates since the third quarter for Lumen. 17-13, we last heard. So an amazing win for the Northwest Mounties. Again, 30-26, the final. Able to score in the final seconds to take their first lead and get their second win of the season. 2-3 now, both these teams, Northwest and Marshall, on the season, ending an exciting night of football here in Mountie Nation. For the Mark W. Daly, as well as Kiki, back in the studio, my name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning into this presentation of high school football on K105.3.
That concludes tonight's edition of Football Frenzy on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. This evening's contest has been brought to you in part by
AeroQuip Credit Union, King's Equipment, Grimes Plumbing, Wolverine Steel Coating, Cali Express Mart, Wilby Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, Jackson Public Schools, County National Bank, The Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau, Jenkins Insurance Agency, Trips Collision Center, The Neighbors, Industrial Steel Treating, Clothing Carousel, Summit Orthodontics, and Miniman Sewer and Drain.
We now return you to Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.